much about.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Well, you got hit a couple times throwing the ball. Does it seem like it's going to be a long season? Does that, you know, this amount of games, does it make you nervous?
What?
I know.
Are you retarded, too?
Yes.
Hi, retard friends. Hi, fellow retard.
The difference between you and me is you have retard strength.
Yeah, and I throw the ball good.
And you're in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah, what do I
you
have?
You just sound funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Give it up. What? Woo! Do not leave a brother hanging.
And now.
The testicles are like the ears of the genital system. They serve a very important function, but they're not that great to look at.
Our feature presentation.
I think we could all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Rob Lowe so funny?
He's great on that show.
I don't know. He's really good in everything he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one of those guys.
And hey, he's 105. And
that's what's amazing.
And he looks like he's 18.
Yeah, there is a small group. There's a small group of guys, actors on TV and movies, who have signed some sort of a deal with the devil. There's no way that they never age. I mean, John Stamos is in that list. There are a few of them, and George Clooney. You can't even believe that they still look like that.
Yeah, it's not right.
I mean, yeah,
and
exactly.
Same thing with women too. Women go, oh, so and so is 55 years old and she looks 30. This isn't fair.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Genetics, my friends, I guess that's the answer.
Yeah.
Hey, party people, welcome on in. It is Tuesday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is an unbelievable story. I got a listener sent me last night. I didn't know that if you have a medical license, you can practice any kind of medicine, whether you're trained in it or not, in most states.
What does that
mean?
Did you know that?
Well, let's say you are a pediatrician. You can become a plastic surgeon. You can open a plastic surgery clinic if you're a doctor.
You don't have to get no extra training?
Further training or another certificate?
Well, I mean, that is certainly what is recommended, is that you become board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. But in most states, it is not illegal for you to
have to. Wow.
Is that unbelievable? So there are there's a campaign going on right now to get that changed in many states. By the way, California, if you're interested, is one of the states where you do have to be board certified in whatever your specialty is for plastic surgery.
I'm an ophthalmologist. I'm going to be doing your heart surgery today.
Exactly. So this poor lady, Denora Rodriguez, 40 years old, was having some pain in her chest. And she went in and the doctor said, oh, it's your breast implants. Your breast implants are leaking. We need to remove those, but I can give you a good deal on it. So that's what he did. And the guy was not board certified for that kind of plastic surgery.
No.
And he made a number of mistakes in her surgery. First of all, he violated many basic rules of the way you do breast implants in terms of cutting across certain muscles that you're not supposed to cut across, causing lifelong pain for this woman. The two separate pockets that normally hold the breast tissue, he botched so that the boobs were able to touch. So she ended up with a uniboob, ladies and gentlemen.
A uniboob.
No, she's wearing a sports bra.
No wonder he's giving her a break.
Yeah, it ought to be cheap if it's that bad, right? So she's got these two boobs. They're pretty good-looking boobs, but they touch in the middle like they're being squeezed together.
What the hell are we doing?
Right. So that happened while she was under getting the uniboob. Without her knowledge or permission, the surgeon also decided, hey, I'm going to go ahead and do a little nip tuck on your eyelids. Conversation at all about eyelids, okay? He decided he was going to do that. He botched that also, took out too much skin, and now she's one of those poor ladies who can't close her eyes all the way.
Wait. I'm sorry, because I was barely paying attention. This person went back to the same doctor?
No, during that surgery, without consulting her, he just thought, you know what?
Wow, that's
fantastic. She could use a little eyelid lift.
I'm going to freshen you up around the eyes there, lady.
And her butt's a little saggy. I'm going to try and put in an implant there.
So he removed too much skin from her eyelids. Again, remember, they never discussed eyelids. She'll never be able to fully close her eyelids again. She has to take medication for the rest of her life to moisten her eyes. So she's got all this pain. She had to go back to another doctor to have the breast implants separated again. But, you know, even that was difficult because so much of the tissue was cut underneath. So anyway, I guess the lesson to this story is do a little research before you accept best price. You know, this is why we always joke about that, you know, that doctor that we know that travels around and you can get any procedure done you want in the back of his van. Maybe not him. Maybe this is the lesson to stay away from that dude.
It does seem like when it comes to medical care, perhaps don't skimp there.
Don't skimp, yeah. Right.
Maybe save money elsewhere. But yeah. You don't really want that guy doing your eyelids. It has right. no business doing your breasts either.
Yeah. Even the best guys occasionally have a bad outcome.
Yeah.
Right. It is unbelievable to find out how lax the restrictions are, you know, on what they can do in practice.
That isn't good for you.
No.
What their training is. But anyway, that is quite a story. But if you, you know, had a fetish for uniboobs, I mean, this is good news because that woman is out there, you know?
I know there's a fetish for everything.
Right.
Can't be for that.
Uniboob.
Just because there
are three boobs, maybe.
Maybe three. There aren't. That doesn't exist. She's the only one, right? I mean.
Yeah. And I guess now that I say that, I guess she's even repaired it now, too. So even she's gone. So now you're really hurting.
Oh, now that person is so lonely. that person that was obsessed with that just had one hope, and then she got it changed.
Exactly.
What a bummer. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
What number Chick-fil-A grand opening this is for you?
That is fantastic. That happened while I was on vacation?
It's almost strokey.
I want to hear that again, please.
Muggs was on fire for that interview. You know how hard it is to get Muggs to go to anything?
Sure.
And I'm so glad that was the one day he decided to work because he was brilliant.
What number Chick-fil-A grand opening this is for you?
Listen to this interview before we move on.
What number Chick-fil-A grand opening this is for you?
This is number 68.
Would you be willing, if it came down to it, to give me your wristband?
It can't be done.
That's the kind of interview that was going on out there in front of the Hollywood Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
And as Lisa pointed out, if it came down to what?
He just throws that out there.
Like if the end of the world was about to... yeah, under what scenario?
If I had $1 million to give you, if it came down to that.
Oh, that was so sweet.
So that's not brown rice.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have Clipper Darryl on the program today. Oh, what a sad little fellow that guy's going to be.
What does he do all day?
I don't know.
He's the world's biggest Clipper fan, and we've said for many years the Clipper organization, most importantly the owner, doesn't deserve Clipper Darryl. What a fan. What a hardcore fan that guy is. Of course, with the lockout, dude's in trouble.
Yeah.
Would we be in the preseason right now? Is that what would be? There'd be actually preseason games playing right now?
It'd get started right about now, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. We could do some research.
I sure don't hear much about it.
I know.
Yeah, kind of movement or?
No, I honestly think that it's just a foregone conclusion that this entire season is gone.
They're just done for this.
Yeah, so they just go, okay, well, what's next? Oh, we'll talk next summer. I don't know. I'm not an expert on it, but it just seems like there is no movement. You're right, Bean.
Right.
There is no, you want to hear that they're at least talking, but that's not really happening much. Also on today's show, we're going to talk about the Michael Jackson trial, which begins today.
Mm-hmm.
Are they showing that on TV? Do we know?
I've not heard that. If
I
they
didn't
are.
Think they were.
I was looking yesterday, and I don't think they are either.
That's the last I heard.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah.
That's up to the judge, right? That's entirely up to the judge if he...
I think so. I think so.
Now, that judge is making a bad decision right there. Because we need to watch that. Let's be honest.
Hey, I'm telling you, if it were allowed, some station would cash in. I think that's the type of trial a lot of people tune into.
No question.
Yeah.
I would watch every day. Apparently, kids are fighting in the cage in the MMA cages in England, and people are in an uproar. Little kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Little kids always fight. What's
That's
the big
right.
deal?
They have rules now in an octagon. Come on, people. Get with it. I believe we have a thanks for that tweet Bean scheduled
no,
for today.
No, we don't.
Well,
no,
I think we
don't
do.
Sure
we do.
No, that's actually been bumped.
We could do that every
I
day.
I don't think that's been bumped.
It's right here.
Yeah, it's right here written down in my writing, so it must be happening. we're going to get your stories of being embarrassed while naked. We were just doing a call-in topic yesterday, and it's how you hurt yourself in lame ways. And this girl was trying to get a tan in a tanning bed, and she hurt her back getting into the tanning bed naked. So then what does she do? Well, first she gets her tan.
That's what I she love told that. Us. Well, I had 15 minutes.
15 minutes to get my tan. Then she had to get out and roll, you know, which is just ridiculous, over to her cell phone and call her friend. Her friend had to come rescue her. So we'll talk about those stories coming up. And Zooey Deschanel.
Yes. Ooh.
who I'm afraid Bean loves too much.
How dare you?
You know he loves her too much.
He loves Zooey Deschanel more, I think, than most of his loves.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty high up on the list. That's true.
So we're going to have to put some rules into effect.
I've been
a special filter.
I have been extremely good lately, by the way.
Yvonne Strahovski. I can't say her name, but last week...
All I did was ask if there was any action in the movie. That's all, with her and whoever she starred with in the film with. Well, Jason Statham. Look, that's all I asked.
Look, you could ask... Take it from me. You can ask the right questions the wrong way, and then you're screwed.
So, is there any action between you guys?
It wasn't Buzz Aldrin. Come on. Had Kat Dennings on yesterday. Love her so much, too. I was very respectful.
I'm just afraid,
very gentlemanly.
I'm just afraid you can't handle yourself with Zooey. I think she'll push
you
over
the top. I'll be handling myself. Don't worry about that.
I don't think that was...
Weezer here on the Kevin and Bean Show from the album Ratitude, which I swear somehow the King of Mexico must have named. I don't know. There's no other way that the album got named Ratitude.
Yeah.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat, but that is not that's not the happy, shiny, happy start we were looking for today.
Well, not everything in life is shiny and happy. Okay, sometimes there's pain and death.
It should be.
And sadness. Yeah, there should be, but that's not the world we live in.
Right.
I live in the real world where there's pain and death.
Wow. What happened? Must be bad.
One of the greatest men in the world has passed on. He's no longer with us. And you people, shiny, happy. How about some respect? How about just a moment of appreciation for what this man did before you go back to your petty little lives?
Well, we don't know this man yet. You haven't told us.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I'm just overcome with grief.
All right.
I apologize.
Who is it?
Arch West.
Again, who is it?
Arch West! Lisa, Arch West! Arch West,
who
was the man who invented a little something that we all like to call the Dorito.
No.
He invented Doritos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now what? Now happy shiny.
Did he
now
die?
Give me happy shiny.
Did that guy die?
Yes. Oh, he's passed on.
That's
what passed
genius.
On means. Remember earlier when I said one of the greatest men has passed on?
Double checking.
That's what I meant, but it was death. Remember when I mentioned death and stuff earlier?
No.
This guy, Arch West.
I wasn't paying attention.
Dead.
You still get Doritos, right?
Oh, Lisa. Yeah, as long as you're happy, Lisa, that's all that matters.
We do still get Doritos.
F Arch West, as long as you can keep stuffing your face with Cool Ranch, what do you care about how the greatest man in the world has passed away?
What has he done for us lately? That's our question.
Arch was apparently vacationing near San Diego in 1961 when he ate a fried tortilla chip. He brought the idea to Frito-Lay, and they said, no one's interested.
Dumb idea.
But he was a marketing person at Frito-Lay, and he commissioned the marketing research to prove his point, and the rest is history. He died at the age of 97. His family has announced when they lay him in the ground, they plan on tossing Dorito chips in on the casket before they bury him.
That's a joke.
Nice.
That is not a joke. They're going to sprinkle Dorito chips in the grave before they throw in the dirt.
That's a joke.
So he gets to take some with him.
No way.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
You will be missed, Arch West. You will be missed, except by Lisa, who just cares about her own selfish needs.
I'm with Lisa. I can still have Doritos. I'm good.
You wouldn't have Doritos without Arch West. So a little respect must be paid.
But I have the Doritos now.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
They don't go away.
You son of a bitch. What are we going to toss in Kevin's grave when he goes?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Maybe a dictionary?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe some books on tape. All right, let's get to showbiz news. Congratulations to Netflix. They finally done something right.
What? Oh, tell me.
Video streaming service has just signed a deal with DreamWorks to be the film's only source of certain films and television specials.
Meaning if you want to watch that movie, you have to go to Netflix?
This is the first time a major Hollywood supplier has ever chosen a web outlet over pay television and certainly over theaters, but... When you go to the internet to watch a new DreamWorks movie or special, you're going to have to go to Netflix.
Huh. Wow.
So that they figure that deal is worth about $30 million per movie to DreamWorks for what they finally worked out.
Wow.
And it replaces a former deal DreamWorks had with HBO, where they were the first outlet for some of their films and stuff. So you can see... I guess in February, however, Netflix is expected to lose the rights to stream films from Disney and Sony.
Oops.
So, they pick up one, they lose two.
Story. Yeah, and Showtime, I think, is off their list too, right?
Hmm.
At least they were battling them.
So,
seems like these exclusive deals are, these are the final days of those. I mean, it just seems like
they always seem temporary at best.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're going to be able to see everything everywhere at some point.
Right. Dancing with the Stars last night. Got some good news, fellas. There was a wardrobe malfunction. That's the good news. The bad news was it was Nancy Grace.
Ooh.
Yeah, last night, when she had stopped already, she was talking to listening to the judge's critiques, and one of her top-heavy top parts popped out.
That is not
not at all.
Want.
Blindness struck 28 million viewers last night.
That isn't good for you.
You can no longer see.
I had not seen her on Dancing with the Stars until the, you know, the viral video clip of the boob that went out. But I guess I've never seen her behind the desk on her CNN show. I had no idea she was so fat, yeah. Nancy Grace. No idea she was such a huge woman.
She's a biggin.
Yeah.
Huh. But at least she makes up for it by being extremely ugly.
Inside and out.
My God.
Inside and out. Yeah.
And with a bad attitude.
She's just a hideous attitude, right. Beast.
But I'm thinking Kristen Cavallari, Elizabeth Canales, Chyna Phillips.
Oh, if they're
Hope Solo. There was a lot to choose from.
Absolutely.
If you had our
choice, the boob gods come down and touch her on the head?
Yeah, good point, Ralph. By the way, speaking of boobs on Dancing with the Stars, I did not watch our good friend Jimmy Kimmel last night, so I don't know if this ended up playing out on the TV, but did you see his tweet yesterday about Chaz Bono, Ralph?
I did not.
I wonder if the ABC censors will allow me to show a topless photo of Mr. Chaz Bono.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
And I thought, interesting question, since he's a man and men are allowed to have their shirts off on TV, right?
That is interesting.
So I don't know whatever ended up happening. I'm going to definitely watch his show from last night, but I thought that was interesting.
By the way, that's a given, right? That's yes. I mean, there can't be any argument for no.
I've certainly seen the photos of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
And?
Online. Well, he looks like a guy.
Yeah.
He's hot. Got some pounds to lose.
Sure.
I guess legally.
I mean, right? How do you come to any other conclusion?
Well, ABC, whether they choose to let him or not, whether they legally can show it or not, are two different things.
Do we want to see it? Not really.
No, but.
And I don't know much about where Mr. Bono is in the process. I don't know what. If he's got any boobs left at all, or some, or none, or what.
I've seen it.
Yeah,
maybe that makes a difference.
He looks like a fat guy.
Fat guy.
Yeah.
We shouldn't show any fat guys on television with their shirts off either.
I agree.
Even
that's just not good.
Born fat guys.
I'm with you.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Don Cornelius. Remember him?
Yeah.
What's
the Soul Train?
Oh, he's the low talking guy.
Good evening. I'm your host, Don Cornelius.
Don Cornelius, producer and host of The Soul Train, 75 years old today. Speaking of guys we don't want to see with their shirts off, Meatloaf celebrates his 64th birthday today. Oh, you know that? He just fell down again. He just passed out. Sean Cassidy of the legendary Cassidy Brothers is 53. He's got a new TV series in the works, actually. Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind's 47. Gwyneth Paltrow celebrates her 39th birthday today, sadly.
Whoa, there it is.
Hey, back away from the bell,
guy
sir.
With the bell.
Keep your hands in the air. Keep them where you can see them.
Remember yesterday where we were voting, it was Democratic?
Yeah, remember? I guess the majority rules that when it comes to the bell. Oh, majority rules. Yeah, you are a minority here, sir.
How dare you?
No bell.
Ralph,
your vote?
Oh, no bell. Oh,
no bell, B.
No.
I'm afraid to go to Lisa.
As long as I get my Doritos.
I'm with Lisa on that one.
I know.
That guy can go.
I say that should be her answer for everything. Lil Wayne's 29. Avril Lavigne celebrates her 27th birthday. And Google celebrates his 13th birthday today. Let's hear it for Google. What would we do without Google, people? Come on.
Good point. We'd have to use Bing.
Yeah.
It's not a person, though, Ralph.
It is to me.
Okay.
I say, hi, Google. Hi, Ralph. What Google says.
It doesn't say that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday. The beautiful Zoe Deschanel on the program later on today. And embarrassing things that happened to you while you were naked. Justin Bieber back in the news. Been a lot of Bieber lately, by the way.
Yeah, too much for my taste.
for folks who thought he would be out and popular for like 4 minutes and then you'd never hear from him again, he does appear to be hanging on. He does have a new Christmas album coming out next month. He's getting ready to start a big South American tour. And he is on TMZ.com this week for a little stunt that he pulled with his girlfriend Selena Gomez the other night. I guess he had seen the Winona Ryder scene in the Adam Sandler movie Mr. Deeds, where he surprises her by having dinner renting out Madison Square Garden. He decided he wanted to copy that. He wanted to do the same thing.
Okay.
Because that's what a lot of us do is we go, what have I seen in an Adam Sandler movie
right.
that I need to bring into my real life?
Yeah, so go ahead.
So he and Selena are at a concert at the Nokia the other night, and I don't know what show they were going to see, but afterwards they walked from the Nokia to the Staples Center through the underground tunnel, and what do you know? Want to know? What a surprise Justin had lined up. Dinner for two on the floor, catered by one of the nice restaurants there at Staples Center, and a private showing of the film Titanic. So it's the two of them in a 20,000-seat arena, basically, with staff. And that's how they spent their night.
Now, you would think, maybe he was just doing it for her and it is romantic. Although there is a photograph that is taken of the two of them and they're looking longingly into each other's eyes. And you can see the movie screen in the background. So that's a big PR thing to me.
Someone's taking pictures.
That was a composite photo that TMZ put together.
Oh, it is. Okay.
That's not a photo. I haven't seen any actual photos of
that. Okay, good, good.
But we wanted to find out how desperate he is to either impress his lady or to get attention. So we asked producer Alex if she could get Canada on the line and talk to our friend Justin Bieber, who joins us once again here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Well, it's going fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm like all romantic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's something, isn't it?
Well, we wanted to talk to you about that. It seems like maybe a little over the top. That's all. A little over the top.
What?
20,000-seat arena.
Yeah, I know. That girls, they love that. The grand gesture, eh?
And this was because you guys have been dating 50 years? This was your golden wedding anniversary? That's why it had to be so extravagant?
Oh, why does love have to wait 50 years to be expressed, eh?
Well,
maybe that's how it is in your life, but not in mine, okay? Hoser?
It does. Wow. Bringing that back, I like it. It doesn't, you don't have to wait that long. It's just, where are you going to go from here? Because...
More great dates that are amazing, that makes her love me even more because I'm so awesome, eh?
But what have you been dating, like 6 months?
No, we've been together for longer than that, smarty jammies.
All right, so why did you think it was cool, other than the fact that it took some planning and was a surprise to her? How fun is it to sit in a giant, cavernous, empty arena?
Awesome. Because, we went to see Demi Lovato, right?
Right.
Oh, that's who it was, okay.
And then we went to this Staples Center, and she's like, whoa, what's this all about? And I said, don't worry, we're going to go and, watch some things that are cool. And then we got in there, and then it was a dinner and a movie.
Uh-huh.
But it's like in a place where you don't usually see dinner and a movie, right?
Yeah, well, I think we understand that.
Awesome,
eh? But, Justin, isn't that more, hey, look at me... And what I can arrange more than, hey, what would you like to do?
Wow, you guys, your hearts are dark. Eh?
Well, no, I'm just asking.
No, not at all.
It seems like a giant, hey, look at me move.
And plus, it was something that Adam Sandler would do, eh? And he's like a genius, right?
Okay, but that was in a movie. I mean,
so all the best things come from movies.
I don't even think that that's a very good place to see a film, is it, Staples Center?
Like our next day, we're going into space.
What?
I saw this movie called Alien once, and they were in like a spaceship.
Right.
So our next day, next weekend, I'm taking her into space.
I don't think
so. We can eat M&Ms out of the air.
I don't think that's available yet. I mean,
isn't it?
No.
Oh, did you think the Staples Center was available for a date?
Well, it's physically possible for Staples Center.
It's physically possible to go into outer space too. Why don't you watch Star Trek once in a while?
That's a good point. I'm sorry.
All right,
that's a good point.
And then next week after that, I'm going to take her to the bottom of the ocean for some sushi.
What?
Okay, but why would you even do that? That doesn't even make any sense.
I saw it in the abyss, eh? It's guys who go underwater are cool. I'm like, what's that face of that water creature? What's that all about? And they said, that's from the bottom of the ocean. And I said, okay, let's check that off our next date. That's where we're going.
All right, so you got Staples Center first.
Right.
And then you got space.
Then the bottom of the
ocean. Now that you're three dates in and you're out.
No, I'm not, because I'm going to burrow into the center of the earth. And then we're going to go magma raft.
Magma rafting.
Yeah, it's going to be like a white water rafting, only it's going to be on a river of magma, eh? That's like molten rock.
Right, we know what... Yeah.
Right, but how boring must you be, Justin, if you always have to invent these distractions so she doesn't realize it?
Wait till we go to Pandora to get some unobtainium.
Okay, that's not even real. That's just Avatar.
Oh, well, maybe we'll just go to Chick-fil-A then.
Phoenix, also Rise Against, Sublime, Silver Sun Pickups, Linkin Park, Black Keys. A lot of good stuff coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, the Afro line is on the air. This is your hotline to us 24/7, usually when you're drunk, let's be honest, or high. You call us 323-520-AFRO. Leave us a message. We play back on the radio.
So Facebook has made some changes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
Not everyone thrilled.
So Facebook, this is what you're going to do to me. Really, Facebook. We had such a good relationship at one point. And then you have to go and just, you know, change. Oh, Facebook. I must say, this is the end of the line. I'm unfriending you. I hope you have a good life. And let's never speak again.
Oh, wow.
Breakup.
You were gone last week when we talked about the Facebook changes, which, by the way, minor compared to the changes that are coming. I read a fascinating article from somebody who's had a preview of the new Facebook, and you're not even going to recognize it soon. But people were in droves, Kevin, claiming that they were going to quit Facebook and either go back to MySpace or just do without.
Uh-huh.
I don't think a single one of them did that. I think people just move on and get over it.
Yeah, you go, oh, come on, this is ridiculous. All right. It's all that's available.
Yeah.
Still what I
that's
like.
True.
Whatever. You also talked last week about different reasons people had sex.
Yeah, so you guys were talking about women that have sex for different reasons, and there was that one girl that had sex so she can sleep on the Tempur-Pedic. So I guess her sleep number was 69.
Oh!
Get it? Get it? Yay!
I gotta tell you, I'm against giving yourself your own sound effects.
I don't think that should be allowed.
Now that should be somebody else that's celebrating your goodness or badness.
She decided to have sex with this guy, Kevin, because she'd always wanted to sleep on a Tempur-Pedic bed, and he had one. So she figured if she had sex with him, she could stay the night. That was her reason.
Wow.
Is that awesome?
Well, it's awesome, but it also calls into question her intelligence, because she could probably find another way to lay on one of those beds.
Maybe so.
But not all night.
That's true. That's a good point. premature celebration?
Metal fun!
I doubt we have any new listeners this year from last, but if we do, they're going to be very confused by what happens starting next month once we get into the month of October.
I like it's very confused instead of you're going to love it. Last week I was on vacation. I don't know what this guy's talking about or...
What the f*** happened to the show? Sounded great last week. This week it sounds like hippo diarrhea with rotten cabbage and old eggs.
Huh. That's just me, but I noticed it too.
which celebrity was it? An Angel player that broke up with his wife because she had cancer?
John Lackey.
So I'm not a bad person for breaking up with a person with cancer, right? I mean, who wants to sit in the hospital for chemo?
I agree. It's a drag.
She's got a point. It is a drag. That's funny. This dude has quite a quandary. Second, you give up the TV. What's he talking about?
No, I think his priorities are right on.
Last week, apparently, Bean, you were lying to the peeps. And you were telling them that we had Brad Pitt on the show.
Well, that's what we were led to believe.
So dreamy Brad Pitt's going to be on the radio on Friday, huh? I turn on my radio. No Brad Pitt.
All right, that guy can give himself his own sound effects. I like that.
Well done.
That was done well,
It was scheduled. It got to day of or night before or something where they pulled the plug on the interview. I was very sad.
Chick-fil-A had a grand opening that Beer Mug went to. And he's done some classic work in the past, but I always thought that I had a firm grasp on destroying the English language. Like, no one else could come in and take that title from me. It may be untrue.
You know, I used to really dislike Beer Mug, but after that hard-hitting Chick-fil-A interview, I no longer dislike him. I hate him.
What number Chick-fil-A grand opening this is for you?
Come on! Who's happier than me? I want that title taken away.
Give him the crown.
Step right in and have it.
I do work next to Kevin every day, so he is rubbing off.
Oh, yeah, blame me. Way to go.
So what Grand Delay chick opening is for you this? Oh, amazing. You dabble like in food? Amazing. You like Vietnam War camp prisoner? Amazing.
So this is your first time dabbling in food?
No, it's my second time. I love chicken.
Oh, so this is your second Chick-fil-A?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. This is your first time dabbling in food? Does that mean you've never eaten before?
That makes no
magic.
Sense.
I love it. I could listen to this all day.
What number Chick-fil-A grand opening this is for you?
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. We're going to come back and talk to Clipper Darrell, the saddest little man on the planet.
What time are we talking to Zoe? How long till Zoe Deschanel? Because you know how I feel about
Hang
her.
Hang on. Note to self, make sure the creepy
what?
Filter is in effect.
Yes,
there's
please.
No creepy filter. I just talked to Zoe. Again.
We had a creepy filter installed yesterday, Bean. I
just love her so. That's
too
coming
much.
Up
too much.
On today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Right.
Well, the NBA is not happening, apparently. I mean, it seems to be a foregone conclusion. We were talking earlier today about how it doesn't seem like anybody's even talking anymore. It's just both sides are going, oh, well, I guess we'll, this one's done. We'll rethink it for next year, maybe try to come back by then. And all sports fans are a little bit sad, basketball fans even more so. What about the hardcore guys like Clipper Dave, who's in studio with us right now, who loves the Los Angeles Clippers, and even more so, Clipper Darrell, who joins us on the phone, who maybe is the Clippers' most dedicated fan in their history. Darrell, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, Kevin and B.
Oh, you sound sad. This is not the Clipper Darrell we know. Come on.
Clipper Darrell is usually so animated and excited. Darrell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, Darrell, for folks who have not heard of him before, and that seems unlikely, is a Southern California legend, but he is known throughout the country as being one of the most enthusiastic sports fans in the world. He's the guy who dresses up in the team colors, paints his car in the team colors, is at every game, does nothing but give good PR to his club, the LA Clippers, everywhere he goes. So this lockout is, or strike, or whatever they're calling it, is hitting you pretty hard, huh, Darrell?
Yes, it is, man. You know, this is how I became a Clipper fan. Basketball is how I became, you know, getting fired from a job and basketball is my outlet, you know. It's two places I can go in life, and I can forget about my problems for 2 hours. One is church. The second is basketball.
You should try a bar. That's a third option instead of basketball. And then you can make up for it by going to church.
Have you tried praying in church to try to get this resolved, Darrell?
Man, I've been on my knees. I've been doing some everything. I just feel like people, you know, owners and you know, people that's involved really don't understand the love that the people have for this game.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think that the players, Darrell, and not to get too deep into what the problems are, I'm really more interested in what your plan is to bring basketball back, but do you think the players are in full support of their union's strong stand against what the owners are proposing?
Yes.
You do? Do you think the players are behind them? So they accept that they're just going to lose this season and that's the price of doing business?
No, they definitely want a season, and they're trying to negotiate as hard as they can to bring a season back, because, you know, they're losing paychecks also. You know, they're definitely losing paychecks. And, you know, there's a few players that I did talk to, they want the NBA. But I just think that the owners right now are playing hardball because of the hockey situation. You know, when the hockey went out for a year, now everybody's making money and they're trying to use that as an example. But hockey and basketball is two different sports.
Yeah, well, that's all. Hockey also made a mistake in that they misjudged the fact that when they put poker on TV in its place, poker got higher ratings, and now hockey's having a hard time getting back on. But that's not true of the NBA. I mean, the NBA, I think, would weather it fine. It just sucks. Dave, how many games have they officially canceled?
For the preseason, it's been 43 so far.
So even if they sold it today, they're missing 43 preseason games.
Yeah, can't start late and everything.
All right.
Darrell, when was the season supposed to begin? What was supposed to be the first real basketball game of the year?
October 9th.
October 9th.
I mean, for the preseason.
Now, I have a clip from Clipper Darrell, and this is him talking about his protest.
October 1st, 12 o'clock p.m., NBA protest lockout. If this lockout affects you, be here, baby. I'm going back to sleep.
All right, now what do you mean be here, baby? What's your plan, Clipper Darryl? How are you going to turn things around?
What I'm going to do, I'm protesting sleepover. October 1st, I will be at Staples Center. I will be sleeping at Staples Center until the lockout is over.
Oh, so you're just basically going to set up camp out in front of the building and just live there until basketball is played again.
Outside or inside?
Exactly. Outside.
Outside Staples Center.
Yes.
But at some point, won't there be a security sweep where they'll come and force you to move on because you'll be, you know, a homeless guy essentially living out in front of their building?
I don't know what's going to happen, but I just hope they just leave me alone and let me do my due. And it's going to be very organized. I'm not going to, you know, be littering and using the restroom outside or anything like that. It's going to be very organized. I just want to show the NBA that, you know, show these owners and everybody, you know, how many people are actually losing their jobs behind this. You know, I've talked to several people, you know, I got a lot of friends that I've accumulated
sure.
over the years. And people that's losing their jobs and people's concerned about paying their mortgages and this economy is already tore up as it is. You know, we need the NBA. You know, this is an outlet for a lot of people.
So you're going to move out of your car into a sleeping bag outside Staples Center?
Yes, I am.
That was a joke that you're living in your car. I didn't really mean that.
What kind of support are you getting from other disenfranchised basketball fans right now? Anyone plan on joining you down there?
I mean, there are several people. I'm getting several emails. I'm seeing a lot of people on the street. I talked to Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose told me he'd bring me some pizzas. Corey McGetty bringing out some water. There's several basketball players that's going to Al Harrington said he's coming out.
Nice. So,
now, Clipper Darryl, you are aware, I'm sure, that it looks like both sides are really digging their heels in and there's not going to be a season, which means you're going to be sleeping outside Staples Center for a year.
I really don't feel that way. I really don't.
You think that what's going to happen is they're going to be negotiating, and then the players' union is going to come in, and the owners are going to come in, and somebody's going to go, you know that Clipper fan, that guy Darryl, he's sleeping outside Staples Center, and they go, let's get it done.
Yeah, I just feel a lot of times, man, when you make a lot of money, you actually forget where you come from sometimes, and I just feel it's all the people that's around you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how many people?
I hear you. I understand. Everybody, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of the little people get hurt. The big guys that make all the money and have all the money in the world, they don't care. But that's what 5% of the NBA or whatever. It's not very much. But I'm saying, you sleeping outside Staples Center. Do you think that's going to be effective? Is that going to work? Is it going to help?
I think it'll help because what I want to do is protest all 30 teams.
Okay.
So I want everybody in every state to do this. That's,
okay.
That's
you want everybody
do.
In every state.
Yes.
That's what you want.
Where the NBA is.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know. Okay. All right. We're almost out of time with our friend Clipper Darryl. And by the way, ClipperDarryl.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at ClipperDarryl. Here are my last two questions for you. One is, do you have Wi-Fi down there in front of Staples Center? Are you still going to be able to keep up with your fans on the computer?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I have my iPad and everything.
And question number two. Tell us right now, Clipper Darryl, how long are you willing to sleep out in front of Staples Center until you give up?
As long as it takes.
What if they go into year two?
That won't happen.
I know, but I'm saying what if?
So you're telling me that if we drive down there in a month, Clipper Darryl's going to be out front. If we drive down there in 6 months, Clipper Darryl's going to be out front.
Yes, I will.
And in a year?
Yes. Matter of fact, I just teamed up with a clothing company called Hoop Love Clothing. They're starting October 1st. They're donating 50% to the homeless because I don't want to, you know, I didn't want to make it seem like I was making fun of the homeless or sleeping outside.
I got you.
So they're donating 50% of their proceeds.
All right. Well, listen, Clipper Darryl, we've been having you on the Kevin Bean Show for years. You know what fans we are of yours. We appreciate your integrity. We wish you nothing but the best. This will fail, but we do want you to go ahead with it. And please keep in touch, okay?
You're a cold brother, man.
All right, Darryl. God bless you.
I love you guys, too.
Ralph steps into the studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before I get to Showbiz News, I have some more passes to give away to our special advanced screening of 50-50 happens this Thursday, September the 29th, 50-50, the story, true story of two friends, one who gets diagnosed with a rare form of spinal cancer, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and his best friend Seth Rogen, how the two guys use their friendship to try to get through it with a sense of humor and try to use his newly bald head to pick up chicks, which I think is very admirable, by the
way. Fantastic.
So if you'd like to go and see this special advanced screening of 50-50, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First three callers to get through. At that number, we'll get a pair of passes to our screening. And if you don't win, don't feel badly, because you will be able to attend the movie when it's in theaters everywhere on Friday, September the 30th.
Wow, that is a lot of Chick-fil-A.
There's no Chick-fil-A involved whatsoever.
Fantastic.
No, it's not fantastic, Beer Mug. Just stop it.
Wow.
Sad news.
What's sad news?
Antoine Dodson was arrested again.
He's the... They're raping everybody up in here?
Yeah, they are raping everybody up here in Lincoln Park.
That guy? Okay.
That guy, yeah. He, of course, became an internet sensation when they Gregory Brothers auto-tuned his interview. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Run and tell that, homeboy.
I got a little bit of that if you want it, Ruff.
Yep. Oh, come on, bring it!
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Still one of my favorite songs of last year.
Yeah, great stuff. He was pulled over on Saturday because his music was too loud when he was driving.
What?
Cops were going to just call him, give him a warning, tell him to turn it down a little bit, but then they ran his plates and turned out he had an outstanding warrant for failing to appear in court over an April arrest for second-degree marijuana possession. So the Huntsville, Alabama police took Antoine and put him in a comfy little place for him to sit for a while they figured out what to do. Hmm. He was released after the fact, but he has to, of course, appear for court not only on the original charge, but also now for failing to appear. So run and tell that, homeboy.
Yeah.
That's sad. But the good news is there's still plans for a reality television show about Antoine and his family.
I'd watch.
Isn't it a little far removed from the event now?
Yes, but I'd watch.
He's magic.
That came out of him, Dean. I mean, that was just spur of the moment.
True.
Watching him just to react to everyday life will be very entertaining. I have no problems with a reality show featuring the Dodsons. I do, however, have a problem with CBS's new sitcom they've announced. Rob Schneider is getting a new sitcom.
It's about time.
Oh, no. Finally,
it's
they're putting that talent back on the air. He's going to play a confirmed bachelor who changes his ways when he meets a lovely Mexican-American young lady. And they get married, and he's got to move in with the new Mexican-American family. And he's a white guy.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be so different.
Does hilarity ensue?
These two cultures are going to, may I say, clash.
Oh, fresh. So fresh.
The good news, though, is that Cheech Marin will be playing his father-in-law. And they, I bet you, are going to come at each other with cross purposes.
Cheech isn't going to understand the white man.
And he's going to be upset that his daughter married a white guy. And the white guy's like, what is that, menudos? What are you eating? And he's like, oh, you go get a piñata, why don't you? And then there will be much laughter.
Fantastic.
What neat humor. What neat humor.
Yeah, what neat humor indeed. CBS just picked up an 8-episode order for the series with more to follow as soon as it becomes a smash hit.
Sorry?
Sure.
Did you say more to follow what?
Once it becomes a smash hit.
Ah, smash hit.
I just hope Whitney Cummings writes it. Then everything will be perfect. Then the whole little, you can just wrap a bow around that.
Don't be hating on my Whitney, by the way.
Okay, look. Just because you want to F her does not make her funny, all right?
I need to
separate those two things.
I love her stand-up.
Bean is blinded.
Love her stand-up.
Great.
But her show.
Then keep her off of television and keep her on a stage. Then everybody can be happy. You can just lust from afar, and we can stop being assaulted by her television programs.
Her show is not great, but
and
I
by
think
not great,
she,
you mean bad.
I think she is very talented.
Great.
And I'm willing
bring
to give her
your
the
house.
Benefit
have
of
a,
the doubt.
Have a dinner party and have her come to your house and tell you jokes.
No, that
I'm trying.
But
I'm
get her off my television.
Try to give her the benefit of the doubt that they'll work out the bugs on the show, the not funny parts.
Yeah.
I love it. I love how Bean is just, he slaughters TV shows for not being good. But if there's somebody who's
some girl he wants to bang and then, give it a chance. Give it 3 or 4 seasons. And I think really they'll work out the bugs.
Everybody take it easy. You can't just succeed immediately.
I'm admitting it's not good. I'm just saying I know she's funny.
Right.
So maybe there's a way to retool it and have it work for everybody. That's all I'm saying.
Overruled.
I think that's unrealistic.
Orkin couldn't kill all the bugs on that show. Trust me. There's no way they're going to work them out. You have to raise that house to the foundation. More legal news for celebrities. DJ Qualls, remember him?
Yeah.
He was allegedly beaten up by Vancouver police Friday night.
Can't have been difficult, first of all.
Yeah, he's a scrawny little dude. He was tweeting from the emergency room the following morning, saying he was trying to stop a fight and was warned by the cops to get out of the area or he'd be arrested. I asked why. He tackled me, busted my face, and handcuffed me, Qual said. He had to wait for a half an hour before being taken by an ambulance to a hospital where he had some stitches and was released. I smell lawsuit.
Yeah, or there's more to the story.
No, by all accounts, onlookers, that was the deal. He was trying to step in. When the police showed up, they weren't sure what was going on. He tried to explain himself, and they weren't in the mood to listen. So they took his protests as...
His prostate?
His prostate and his protests as defiance and put him in his place.
Ooh.
I thought Canadians were supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Take a look today. Celebrity birthdays. Don Cornelius, the legend from Soul Train, 75 years old today. Meatloaf celebrates his 64th birthday.
I love the loaf so much.
Oh, the loaf is crazy beyond words.
He's great. He was great on Celebrity Apprentice. I enjoyed him enormously. Sean Cassidy of the singing, dancing, acting Cassidy Brothers is 53 years old. Stephen Jenkins, a third eye blind, is 47. Patrick Muldoon from Melrose Place is 43. Gwyneth Paltrow, 39 years old today. Lil Wayne is 29. Avril Lavigne celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Getting a lot of complaints in the email that there's no bell for Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, you're not. You're not getting any.
I just want to point that I just got another one.
I just want to point out. No, you're not.
Does that make you two?
Ashwell from Long Beach is the latest to write in. Hey, what about the bell for? And by the way, right after that, Dylan writes in to complain. No bell for Avril Lavigne. So apparently, you can't make everybody happy. All right. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. I have talked in the past about my favorite new website of the past year, and it is called Kickstarter.com. I love what?
Wait, let me set this up. Bean is the cheapest man alive.
Not at all.
Bean doesn't like to, he will download music, but he likes the hard copy, the CD. He will drive to four or five different stores to save a dollar.
That's true, Bean.
To get it for $9.99 instead of $10.99, he'll hit four or five stores. So the fact that what you're about to hear is happening is mind-boggling.
I believe in supporting the arts, I love the idea of crowdsourcing your project. And most, if you go to Kickstarter.com, most of what's up there are people that either have new product ideas, or they're trying to write a book, or they're trying to make a movie, or they're trying to stage a play, and they're trying to get money from fans. By the way, our friend Richard Cheese from Richard Cheese and Logic Against the Machine, this is how he financed his last album. He had Richard Cheese fans around the world make small donations. They added up. That's the money he used to go into the studio to make and produce his record. I mean, it's a pretty smart idea.
Yeah, sure it is. What did you donate to last time? Was it like a picture of crops or something?
Well, I mean, I had a few going at one time. The one that you guys, for some reason, made fun of was the photograph of the corn that I bought that's hanging in my living room right now that I still love, by the way.
Photograph of corn.
No. It's beautiful. It's really well done.
The guy drives to five stores to save a buck on a CD, but he'll invest in a guy who wants to sell pictures of corn.
So I'm looking for some new items to back because I like helping out the little man. That's
sure.
what I'm all
That's
about.
That's what you're known
and,
for.
I got a couple that I found on Kickstarter last night. I'm looking for some advice on which ones you think I should go with. For instance, this is called the Popovich movie. This is named a guy named Greg Popovich. He is a world-renowned juggler and animal trainer. And he wants to make a movie about a fifth-generation circus performer who lives in a junkyard in Las Vegas with his two best friends, Rex and Sebastian, a dog and a cat. Because he loves animals, his junkyard has become a haven for strays in the neighborhood, but his salty old neighbor reports him to animal control, and he and his animal friends are forced to raise money through a series of harebrained schemes to save the pets.
Nope.
Now, does that sound like something I should get involved
no,
in?
No, it's terrible.
He's only trying to raise $28,000 to make that movie. So far, how much has Greg raised? $35. That's where he's at right now.
That's what he deserves. Next.
Here's a couple of fancy ladies in New York that are in the ballet industry. They are trying to raise $5,000. They're at $325 right now. They want to world premiere a new piece in New York October 29th and 30th where they have people dancing to the music of Radiohead.
Wait, well, old Radiohead used to write songs, Radiohead? Or new... New agey, you can't figure out what it is, Radiohead.
Doesn't say which one. But
makes
a difference. Do I want to see interpretive dance to Lotus Flower? Is that something I want to put my money behind?
I'd like to see it, but put your money behind it.
Yeah. You say no on that one as well. Yeah. All right, here's a young man who wants $1,550. He wants to drive around Texas and photograph the effect of the drought on that state. He's going to spend approximately 10 to 12 days on the road. He's looking for hotel, food, gas, and the cost to print the film. $1,550. Am I behind that dude?
Like, that dude can do it on his own with no money.
Apparently, he needs cash.
Oh, please.
Here's a yoga bus. They're looking for $4,500 to help us share yoga love from South Carolina to South Dakota to Southern California and everywhere in between.
Anybody that knows Bean knows he is all about the yoga.
The yoga bus is funky, baby blue, 16-foot pull-behind camper that we had custom-built for the project. They're going to share transformative yoga practices with people all over the country so that we may live healthier, happier lives, all right? You are out on that.
Yep.
All right, how about this one, Kevin? This sounds like something you might be into.
All right.
They're looking for $89,000. They're up to $32 so far.
Oh, they're close.
They have invented an adult-size big wheel tricycle.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
Sweet.
Almost
continue, please.
Almost any kid that was born after 1969 had the Mark's Big Wheel plastic trike at some point growing up. Even now, as adults, they often recall their plastic chariots as the best toy ever. We are capturing the freedom, exhilaration, and playfulness of this epic ride on a toy by designing and producing the high roller adult-sized big wheel
trike. Are they putting an engine in it?
There is no engine in it. But they are looking for, they're trying to get the money together so that they can make an initial lot of 300 high roller adult size big wheel trikes. How about that? Sound like something you might be interested in?
Yeah.
Not, let's see.
He doesn't want to pedal.
If I could drive it on the freeway.
Yes. Let's go to Minnesota right now. He has a pillow exchange. It is called Lunatic, a pillow exchange. He's looking for just $400. His project is planning on a pillow exchange for the next full moon. I want to give away brand new pillows in exchange for dirty ones. My plan is to lay the pillows on the floor in a grid, and as new participants bring in old pillows, they swap them with the new ones. Over the course of the night, Kevin, the pristine white squares will fade into beautiful shades of sweat, dirty hair, and whatever else marks time and sleep. Only $400.
Oh, gross.
What a horrible idea.
Wow, you're out on
Can
all
you
of
respond
these.
To these people? Can you write back? That's stupid.
You can actually write
all
to
right.
them if you want to.
What's the website again?
Kickstarter.com.
Kickstarter.
Here's my favorite. This one actually has an audio video that goes along with it. This is called the Lord of the Lips Project. They are looking for $2,000. And I'm going to let him explain what he's looking for, and you tell me if you're in. Right now, by the way, I'm already in. I've heard enough to know I love this.
Hi, I'm Grant Davis. I'm a Hindi Urdu linguist based in Brooklyn, New York. In October, I'll be going to India to work on a documentary project about the Indian Whistlers Association.
Wait. The Indian Whistlers Association?
That is correct.
The Indian Whistlers Association is a collective of whistling enthusiasts based all over India. It was started in 2004 by my friend Rigveda, a.k.a. the Lord of the Lips.
His friend is the Lord of the Lips.
He's the Lord of the Lips.
Can you imagine?
It doesn't go higher, does it?
You know that I am for any enthusiast. If you're an enthusiast of something, you already have caught my attention, because I'm an enthusiast of many things.
Bean's the only person that uses the word enthusiast besides that guy.
Indian Whistling Association. How can I not be a part of this?
Since then, Rigveda has created an extensive network of whistlers based all over India, and he's even traveled as far as China to take part in international whistling summits.
International Whistling Summits. By the way, he's only looking for $2,000. He's already at $1,051.
There's not a summit for
what
whistlers.
What the hell do you do in a whistling summit besides whistle?
Well, I guess whistle.
So I'll be going to Mumbai, Delhi, and Bangalore to document these whistlers' passion for their unique craft.
Wow, I'm so in.
I would watch that. I'll tell you that in a second.
You know, you donate a certain amount and you get, material from the movie. You can get a high-quality copy of the documentary to download. I mean, there's all sorts of different levels of support. But I think of the ones that I saw last night on Kickstarter, I think this guy's my favorite. And I think I need to go with him. You're in, too.
I think so, yeah. I'd love to watch that.
Fantastic.
I want to make a movie about people whistling.
Very much looking forward to Zooey Deschanel coming up after the top of the hour on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Too much looking forward to it. Talking about it all morning. Scaring me.
I have many questions for Miss Deschanel. I've never had the opportunity to talk to her. So this is a big deal for me. I want to blow it.
This is one of Bean's crushes, and I guarantee you'll blow it.
How dare you? How dare you?
You're too nervous. You're too excited.
That's coming up. Plus, apparently, thanks for that tweet, Bean. And Ralph's got the showbiz beat, too.
First, though, a new feature called How Does It End?
How does the story end, my friend? Friend. How does the story end?
I don't know what Omar's smoking lately.
how can we get that jingle to end?
I'm going to play you the beginning of the news story, and then it's going to stop, and I want you guys to tell me how it ends. You just guess.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, from what you know about the story, how does it end?
Albert Einzig was happy in his East Clark Avenue home. But lately, he says he's been kept up all night by neighborhood teens hanging out on his porch. He put up sheets to stop them from peering in, but still, they antagonize him.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good. They pay on this door to get me out of bed.
He says the handicap sign in front of his home is what's behind the taunting. So that's why, at his wit's end, the 91-year-old...
All right.
Oh, so, come on.
Come on. The story end?
Go to kevinandbean.com if you'd like to see the video of that dude. That dude is magic. I can't see. He's like the old dude on The Family Guy.
I love him. Oh, yeah. I already love him. But so what's the deal? They're taunting him. Yes. They're going up on his porch and like banging on his door. He's looking at his windows.
All hours of the night. He can't sleep. So he's...
Oh, that's terrible.
No.
What dicks. What dicks they are. He's an old handicapped person. Leave him alone.
Well, let me just give you a hint then. There was a follow-up to this story where the neighbors are going, he comes out and swings his cane at kids in the neighborhood that are skateboarding.
Oh,
so he
really?
Sounds like he's old Bean.
He's cranky.
But cranky. Yeah. And he's the old dude, the typical, why you kids, I oughta. All right, so the question is...
How does the story end?
He's at his wit's end. What does he do? He's 91 years old. He's tired of being hassled.
Yeah. He's 91. He's not going to move. There's no question. That's off the table, right? I think. I mean, I feel like...
He takes an action.
Right. He wants some sort of revenge against these guys.
Yes.
I'm sure he's already called the police, so I don't think that's what the story's about.
Like
that would have been an early step.
Yeah, I'm afraid firearms are involved.
Oh, guns? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he comes out with a gun.
I don't think he can hold a gun.
He's a vet.
He may not shoot at them. Maybe he's just over their head. But...
Yeah, you haven't seen him. Go to kevinandbean.com. You haven't seen him. If you see him, you go, okay, that's out.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say he sets bear traps on his porch.
Bear traps?
Bear traps on his porch, right? Because he doesn't have to hold anything or shoot anything or do anything, but that way he kind of gets back at kids who are trespassing on his yard.
All right, that's Bean's answer.
How does the story end?
All right, if he can't hold a gun, then he comes out with a big butcher's knife.
A big butcher's knife.
To scare him.
Again, you haven't seen him.
No.
Yeah.
Not even that?
Go to kevinandbean.com.
You can't lift a knife?
Toenail clippers?
So he's at his wit's end, so he...
The 91-year-old dumped a bucket with urine in it on his porch and down to the sidewalk.
Come on!
No.
Nice!
A bucket! I started thinking about this yesterday. I was thinking, no, don't you start with a cup? I mean, how long does it take a 91-year-old to fill a bucket?
Yeah, they're not usually that well hydrated. Wow,
that's a bucket. You hear what they said? And then that word got spread around all them people out there.
Neighbors called police and Einzig was cited. But he says it was all blown out of proportion.
There's two sides to a story. They've been at me all. It's so bad, I don't know which way I'm going. We're not there to hurt them, kid.
All he wanted was some peace and quiet. Peace and quiet he still doesn't think he'll get.
Come on, the dude filled a bucket. Would you
have
ever thought that in a million years?
No, I would not. That's his property. I think if you want to put something like that on your porch, that's your right.
How long did it take him to fill the bucket? 2 weeks?
At least.
Three weeks? A month?
But he has to get up at all times of the night.
That's my new hero, that guy right there.
I can just about walk. Can't hold him off.
Right.
I can't see too far, and I can't hear too
far. I'm telling you right now, from what I've seen him, and you can watch it again online, it's all him. It's 100% him. He's grouchy. He goes out, he swings his cane at kids. He hates them because they're young.
No.
And now they're retaliating, and so he dumps pee on his...
Oh, my God.
...on his steps. So that's how the story ends, people.
How does the story end?
That's why I love him. I'm going to be that guy, by the way, with the pee on his
porch.
Yes,
you are.
That's going to be me in about 10 years. I'm not going to wait till I'm 91. That's going to be me in like 10 years.
I would respect you so much if you got a bucket of pee. That would make you cool.
Hey, check this out, by the way. Great guests coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, as always, are wasted. Colin Hanks is going to be joining us tomorrow. He's on the season of Dexter, debuting over the weekend.
That's great. He's
love
so
him on
good.
Mad Men, too. Such a fine actor. Ian Somerhalder is going to be joining us from The Vampire Diaries tomorrow. In studio, kids, J.J. Abrams and Jonathan Nolan.
Wow.
Sweet. They're the geniuses behind, among other things, Person of Interest, the new show that's on TV right now. But they've got an incredible resume of everything they've ever touched being awesome. And Adam Carolla. That's all tomorrow, right here on The Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. It's time for a feature called...
That's right.
Tweet.
Bean.
Veen is a tweeter, and...
And that's the worst possible terms.
Okay, so tweeting is too kind?
Yes, exactly.
So this is verbal diarrhea is what this
yes.
is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Ralph likes to read some tweets. He doesn't follow me. None of us do because it's just impossible.
Block.
It's really just
block.
But we make poor Chip follow Bean, and she just collates the good ones. Mm-hmm. And
I don't think my tweets are any worse than anybody else's, by the way. I think we could do thanks for that tweet, Ralph. I think we could do thanks for that tweet, Lisa.
No.
I think,
you know what you wouldn't see? Thanks for that creepy tweet. Yeah. Ralph, you wouldn't see that.
There's nothing creepy. All right.
Miss Double December said, I'm going for a run. Bean tweeted, why don't you videotape it in slow motion and put it on the TV?
I didn't say that at all. Yeah. What I actually said, I didn't say that at all. Ugh. I said, if she videoed it, the internet might melt down because that's how hot Miss Double December is. I was paying the lady a compliment. That's
the internet
not creepy.
Would melt.
Well, anything's creepy if you read it in the Buzz Aldrin voice,
that
Ralph.
It's creepy when you write it.
Yeah, it really is. Like, Ralph could have written the exact same thing. It'd be fine. I don't know why. It's just, it's you.
Because you make stuff up when it's me. That's
We need to seriously turn on the creepy filter.
Yes,
actually,
we need a creepy
filter.
There is
no creepy filter.
There will be.
I know you think you're going to stop me from talking to Zoe Deschanel, but that can't
you
be
that's
done.
No,
I'm talking to her in like 20 minutes.
Well, I'm surprised television doesn't melt down when you're on it, Zoe. Hey, I'm Bean.
Come on.
Creepy alert.
All right. Time for thanks for that tweet, Bean.
I get so mad when the newsstand gets the new Arthritis Today issue before subscribers like me.
What? All right, question one, and this is the only question that matters. Are you a subscriber? If not...
Of course not. I just saw Arthritis Today magazine on the newsstand. I thought it was hilarious. I thought I'd share it with my followers.
That's
it.
Tweet.
Bean!
That is hilarious. Tapirs are still the best animals, right? # obviously.
Oh my god.
I love tapirs. Tapirs are awesome.
Hey,
Bean, you guys know what?
You're misunderstanding this. We're not reading ones that we need further clarification on. We fully understand what went into it. We got the story. We don't
right,
need
but sometimes
more
you're
details
so
is not what we're looking for.
With love for a zoo animal that you have to shout.
It's never happened.
Not
ever.
Once. Not even to me.
It's never happened. Even to Lisa.
That's that
tweet.
Bean.
I was thinking the same thing. What is Eric Carmen up to these days?
I don't know.
Who's Eric Carmen?
Who's that?
Eric Carmen was a very popular singer from the 1970s. He sang All By Myself and Never Gonna Fall in Love Again.
I'm sorry,
he's singer
asked,
the Raspberries.
That's that
tweet.
Bean.
I just miss him. It's been too long since he's had a record.
Maybe I missed the point of the help, but all I know now is that I really want to get a maid.
Okay, that's
that
right.
tweet. Bean.
What? I went to see the help, and I thought how awesome it was that they have these people cooking and cleaning and taking care of them. I need one of those. Is that not the point of the movie?
Thanks for that
tweet.
Bean!
Artist Dick Hamilton, who did The Beatles, also known as The White Album, cover has died. Don't know it? Look at a sheet of paper.
F you. F you. How do you even know? Look, I know you love albums.
Is there no bar of comedy that has to be in your tweets? Just anything goes?
At
Do you need an editor?
At least people try. At least
I thought it was interesting that this guy who died, his most famous, the thing that he left behind that he's most famous for is a blank white album cover. That's
right.
All. I mean, like, how is that his crowning achievement after a life in design?
How do you know any of that?
Well, I like to stay current.
Thanks for that
tweet.
Bean!
Hey, old people, what's with still writing checks at the grocery store? Ask your grandkids about something called an ATM card.
Okay. You guys are with me on that, though, right?
No.
Yeah, they're not going to read a tweet.
It's like a hack comedian at the Chuckle Hut. Hey, what's up with all these old people writing checks? Are you with me? Hey, is this thing on?
I was at the market the other day, and the guy waited until we were all sitting there waiting
for
him to pay.
We understand old people write with checks. They've been doing it for the best 20 years. That's why comedians have made jokes about it since the 80s.
I tweeted that while I was standing behind this guy while he was even looking for his checkbook to start writing out the check.
That
tweet.
Bean.
Next time, just take your phone and jam it down your throat and choke yourself with it. instead of tweeting.
I don't know how that helps.
If a car's blinkers are working fine, but the driver still uses hand signals for turning, he's being contrary, right?
You guys are with me on that, right?
I don't even know what you're talking
F
about.
You!
People who use hand signals to turn instead of using their blinkers. Those people are just being hipsters,
I've never seen a person do that.
Oh, it happens all the
time. No, it
all
doesn't.
The time?
All the time.
Lisa, have you ever seen it?
Once.
Ralph, have you seen it?
No!
All right.
Thanks for that tweet.
Dean!
I sure miss seeing Maria Menounos on my TV. Extra is such a horrible show, I can't sit through it, even for a crush. Hashtag couch potato problems.
She left Extra.
That tweet.
Where I used to watch her, and now she's on Extra, so I can't see her anymore because that show's bad. That was the point.
Did you think we didn't understand the point?
Balak!
Tweet.
Balak!
That's our answer?
Balak!
Two words.
Balak!
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Last night on Dancing with the Stars, we all got to see a little bit more than we wanted to of Nancy Grace.
Why did it have to be her?
I don't know. With Hope Solo on the show and Chyna Phillips and Elizabeth Canales and Kristen Cavallari. Jeez. I'd take Ricky Lake even over Nancy Grace.
Yeah, yeah. She's the, I mean, next to Chaz Bono, she's the person you least want to see naked on that show.
Oh,
I'd take Chaz Bono.
She took a dip and out came the Aurora Borealis. You know what I'm saying? And
those of you that don't know the name, she has a cable show, and she's so unbelievably hateable. Like, you would watch it for 10 seconds and go, that is a lifelong enemy. Right there.
Yeah.
And ugly. At least she's ugly. At least she makes up for it by being ugly.
Chaz had a bad night. He's got a bum knee and apparently did not get through his number very well, so he got the lowest scores of the night.
Did he get kicked off?
Things aren't... Well, tonight, I believe, is the voting show. Last night was the performance show. So, yeah, things don't look good for Chaz. Ricky Lake got the highest scores, by the way.
No kidding.
Turns out she can chick a tail feather. Who knew?
Is this one of those shows you're watching with your wife, Ralph, or just following the recap?
I'm just looking at the recap here. I did not watch that last night.
Ballroom dancing, not really our thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I did watch last night.
Terranova, probably.
Terranova. That's what I watched.
Oh, you watched football.
Yeah. I haven't seen Terranova. That's on TV Yard.
Good.
Yeah.
You watched it?
It's really good.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live has announced that both Ben Stiller and Anna Faris will be hosting upcoming editions this season. But the really good news is that Foster the People is going to be on the show. They'll be on the October 8th show that Ben Stiller will be hosting. So we can check them out. I like them live. Looking forward to that. Joe Roth has announced he is doing a reboot of Sleeping Beauty. Finally, someone is making the Sleeping Beauty movie we've been all waiting for. Yeah, Joe Roth, by the way, used to be head of 20th Century Fox. He's an independent producer now. He's just going off on... fairy tale movies. Just can't get enough of them. He's producing The Great and Powerful Oz. This is the story of how the wizard got to Oz and became the wizard there.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. starring as Oz. That
sounds like it might be interesting.
Yeah.
And Snow White and the Huntsman, one of the three Snow White movies that are coming out in the next year and a half. He's producing that one.
There are three movies about Snow White coming out in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one will be Sleeping Beauty. It'll be called Maleficent. Well, with a title like that, how are they not have a blockbuster? People are dying to go see a movie called Maleficent.
God forbid you call it Sleeping Beauty,
right,
that
God
everyone
forbid.
Knows and loves.
The good news is for him, Angelina Jolie apparently is interested in playing the Evil Queen in the film.
All right.
No word yet on who will be the Sleeping Beauty herself, but I say Amber Heard. I think she'd be a great Sleeping Beauty.
That would be sweet, those two.
You see her in the Playboy Club?
I didn't see the Playboy.
Man. She is a stunner.
Hate it.
A lot of good-looking broads on that Playboy.
Yeah, you'd think.
And up in the air on that Pan Am show,
sure,
too. A lot of good-looking ladies. Mira Sorvino, while we're talking about casting calls, she is in a new movie. I haven't seen her in a while. I think she's a real good actor. She won an Oscar, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Mira Sorvino.
Oh, yeah. Love her.
She is starring in a new film, which I've heard about a while ago, and I can't wait to see. It's based on a true story. It's called The Class Project. This is the story of an alcoholic Canadian woman who had two daughters who decided to stop her abuse by killing her and collecting the insurance money.
Sweet.
Fascinating story. They were called the Bathtub Girls up in the Canadian tabloids. And Abigail Breslin and Georgie Henley will be playing her children. So that's a movie I'm really looking forward to. So I'm glad to hear they're making something that's not based on a TV series or a fairy tale.
Or a board game.
Crazy idea, but glad to hear it. New CDs and DVDs and TV on DVD today because it is Tuesday. Neighborhoods by Blink-182.
Oh, get it.
New album by Blink.
Get it. So good.
Nevermind, the 2-CD deluxe edition by Nirvana is being released today as well. The Whole Love by Wilco. Chickenfoot 3 by Chickenfoot. Here's the hilarious comedy there. This is the second Chickenfoot album, and they're calling it Chickenfoot 3. Oh, 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 will the laughter ever start?
How do they do it?
I don't know.
That's the supergroup, right, yeah. That Sammy Hagar sings for.
Yeah. And Seth MacFarlane, my buddy Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, I'm so excited about this album.
Has a CD out today.
What is it?
It's called Music is Better Than Words by Seth MacFarlane.
And?
It's Seth singing.
I know, but standards or his own songs?
Yes.
What's you don't? Okay. All right.
It's him in a big band. It's standard stuff. It's 40s style, Sinatra-esque kind of stuff.
They do music on The Family Guy. That's just so great.
And he's a real good singer.
Yeah.
I've karaoke'd with Seth, and he blows the room away when he does it.
That's you don't do that.
Why? It's awesome.
I mean, you sit there, but you don't sing.
Well, I mean, I've been in the same room. Okay, I am not up there competing with him by any chance. No, but he's very entertaining and a good singer.
Did you guys see the season premiere of Family Guy this week?
Yeah, sure.
Where Peter stops the opening number, the big dance number at the beginning, because one of the showgirls informs him that she's pregnant with his baby right in the middle of the opening credits of the new season. I was like, that's a great way to start, Seth.
Yeah, security carry her out, saying she's been stealing from the show. It's very interesting.
He says, oh, you want to ride to the thing? He's the best.
Transformer Dark of the Moon on DVD today. It's the greatest action film ever.
That's what I hear.
I'm sorry, what?
It's the greatest action movie ever.
I liked it a lot.
They say.
I don't know that I could put
it in the commercial. They advertise
well,
it
if it's in the commercial.
Could they put it in the commercial if it wasn't true?
That's true.
And Nirvana, Live at the Paramount. You can pick that up on DVD as well. TV shows on DVD. How I Met Your Mother, Season 6. CSI, the 11th season. CSI Miami, the 9th season. Can you believe that show's been on for 10 seasons?
I can't.
Married with Children, the complete series.
Finally.
Hung, Season 2. Cleveland Show, also Season 2. How to Make It in America. Which hasn't even aired yet, I don't think, on HBO.
Yes, it has already?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I must have missed it.
I did see the first two episodes.
And the legendary cartoon series, The Herculoids. Complete series is available on DVD.
I've never heard of that.
Well, don't make me get into The Herculoids, because we'll be here all day.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
Move on to celebrity birthdays.
Sounds great, Ralph. Who's born today?
Don Cornelius is 75. Meatloaf is 64. Gwyneth Paltrow is 39 years old. Lil Wayne's 29. Avril Lavigne celebrates her 27th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Embarrassing things that happened to you while you happened to be naked. I don't think we're talking about sexy time things. We're just talking about embarrassing things where you happened to be naked. That's coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin DeBean Show. We're less than a minute away from my girlfriend, Zoe Deschanel.
I was on vacation last week, and I got a bunch of emails and tweets about being in Yvonne Strahovski.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And who I like, by the way, but she's not anywhere near, like, at the top of my list like Zoe.
That's what scares me. So they were like, you are needed because Bean is creeping out the guests.
That's what they told me. No,
that's
not
true. So then I asked Dave and Alex and Ralph and Lisa and Muggs. Everybody thought that you were creeping.
I asked Yvonne Strahovski if there was any action in the movie between her and Jason Statham. That was the extent of anything that was even the tiniest bit creepy.
It's the way you say things. They just come off as creepy. Hey, is there any action between you and I'm being
30 seconds away from Zoe Deschanel.
Creepy alert.
So I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be great. I got some great questions. I'm a huge fan of her show.
You're too happy about her.
I like her.
You love her too much, though.
I like her.
So how can you? So here's what we've done. We've had a creepy alert installed. And it will mute Bean to guess that he's too excited about.
So if you're afraid of,
in this particular case, Bean offending Zoe Deschanel because we love her and he loves her too much.
Yes.
She's not going to be able to hear Bean. And that would be unfortunate.
When his excitement level gets to a creepy point.
That is no way to run an interview.
Creepy alert.
What are you talking about?
Trying to save our relationship with somebody that we all love and you love too much.
Put her on the phone right now.
Let me try this. Hang on a second. Let me try it. Talk. Just give us a test, Bean.
Hey, Zoe. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, see? Works great. The mute
what
works
what
great.
Just happened?
Nothing. Perfect. Sounds great. Sounds perfect.
I don't like this.
Everything's good. Let's play
don't
the
keep
theme
me away
song
from my
tonight.
Zoe. Hey!
She's on hold.
Hey, girl. What you doing? Hey, girl. Where you going?
is the voice of Zooey Deschanel, of course, in the very popular rock band She and Him, and the star of the new show, The New Girl, which airs Tuesday nights at 9. Hey, that's tonight, don't you know? On the Fox Network. Zooey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, Zooey, can you not hear Bean?
I heard some clapping, but that's it.
All right, that's perfect. How's it going, Zooey?
Good, what's going on?
I got to tell you, very few people are like this for me, and I know it's true with my partner Bean as well, that if we see that you're in a project, that's it. That's all we need. We're in.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
So we watched the first episode, and that was great, and episode 2, I believe, is tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right. Tell us how this whole thing came about.
Me, last February, I got the script for this pilot, and it was just so funny. It was like, if I'd read a movie with a character this great, I wouldn't have believed it, almost, because it's rare to find female characters that are this strong or this funny or have this much, physical comedy and emotional weight to them. I sort of couldn't pass up the chance to do it.
I know that you've done some TV in the past, but mostly movies. And do you read a lot of TV scripts or no?
I mean, I'd had a lot of opportunities to do television before. It's just that there hadn't been any characters that I really could see myself playing for, potentially a long time. I always was more reticent about television projects, like at first, signing on to really be a series regular.
Tell us about what it's like to launch a new TV show in this climate and at this time when it seems like there's 100 new TV shows out there. Is it difficult?
There's definitely been comedies are doing well now, and which is great, and women in comedy are doing well now, which is really wonderful to see. There's a lot more opportunities for funny ladies.
I hear you. Did they write this for you? Because it seems like they did. Or are you just taking it and kind of making it your own?
It feels like they did, and I would like to think that they did, but it just happens to be that Liz Merriweather, who created the show, has a very similar sensibility to me. And so that sort of was just a sort of kismet situation.
Tell me about the three lucky bastards that you live with, Max Greenfield, Jake Johnson, and Lamorne Morris.
Once I was cast on the show, I actually came in and read with everybody that came in to, audition for the three guy parts. It was just sort of seeing who, I have the best sort of rapport with, which is a really great thing, because as far as seeing an actor goes, a lot of chemistry comes from, whether you get along with a person in real life,
Right.
And so you kind of want, especially when you could potentially do something for years on end, you want to make sure that you get along with people and that you bring out the best in each other. We have a great writing staff too, so I'm always just, it's amazed at how entertained I am reading the new scripts and stuff.
How closely to the script do you have to stay, or are you allowed to just kind of wing it and see what happens?
We can provide some, but, the writing's really strong. So, obviously, you should be able to make it work without, improvising everything. But, yeah, we definitely, improvise some and throw some stuff in there for fun and do some ad-libs.
All right, Bean, we have time for one more question. See if she can hear
me. Can you hear me now, Zooey?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Nope. Perfect. I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite new shows. It's called The New Girl, and it's on Tuesdays, which is tonight at 9 p.m. on Fox. Check it out. Zooey Deschanel, thank you very much for being on the phone with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye, Zooey. I love you. Thanks. I love you.
Bye.
It's not fair.
Dude, listen.
You wouldn't let me talk to her.
It wasn't me. It's automatic.
You run the creepy
alert. Creepy alert. Creepy alert. Creepy alert.
Damn you to hell.
Zooey Deschanel. Dude, that's not my doing.
Good.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Huh? What?
I can't go. This is the way it's going to be.
Huh?
Go on.
What?
Hey, party people. Welcome to Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday.
Dude, you would have ruined it.
I wouldn't have ruined
it. You would have ruined it.
I would have asked her if she was tired of being called a dorkable, for starters. That would have been my first question.
But yeah, you would have said,
like, I'm tired of being called a dorkable.
All right. Disconnect the freaking creepy filter. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying it's on its own. It runs on its own. I have nothing to do with it.
Yesterday on... Bean Show. And by the way, I've got the engineering working on the butchered English alert, which we're going to be installing here shortly, too, that's going to cut you off. Whenever you get too far down a road on a sentence, it doesn't make
It'll
sense.
Cut me off entirely.
Yesterday on the program, we were talking about embarrassing things that that ended up in you becoming injured. You got hurt in an embarrassing way. And we had so much reaction, not only with the calls, but with the Facebook page, with the tweets and with the emails. I mean, people just get hurt all the time doing stupid things. But something came out of that with one of our very first callers on the topic yesterday that leads us into what I think is another fascinating direction. This was, I believe it was Erica we were talking to. Is that right?
I don't remember, but let's hear the tape.
I was tanning, so okay. I had a fly lotion, and I was naked, and I'm not trying to be, like, sexy and cute about this.
No,
story.
Go ahead. Take your time.
So I just put on my lotion, I laid in bed, and I threw my back out.
Getting in the tanning bed?
Laying down in the tanning bed, completely threw my back out.
Oh, my God. So what do you do in that instance? You have to call somebody to come help you, right?
Well, first I waited 15 minutes and tanned.
Sweet. You got to get the tan.
I
got to
get my tan on,
that
right?
is important. Yeah, you do have to finish getting the tan. So then after the 15 minutes, she called a friend. She crawled over to her purse, got her phone, called a friend. She came down, gave her a robe. But embarrassing ways that you were naked is a whole other topic. And this is non-sexual.
Okay.
So it has right. nothing to do with sex, but you happen to be naked. Like, for example, I locked myself out of my house one time in my garage. I just went out to get something out of my car.
Naked.
Naked.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Help me out with this. Why were you naked when you went out to your car?
Probably just showered. I don't remember. But all I remember is the sound of the door closing behind me and thinking to myself, oh, I think that door's locked. So I went back and tried. Of course, the door's locked. So now I'm in the garage. Still fine.
Yeah.
Because no one can see me.
Mm-hmm.
But can't get back in. Don't have a key. And so I'm trying to think of possible ways to get in. So all I can think of is the back door's open.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'll
for,
say.
For the back for the back door for me to get to the back door, I have to walk around the outside of the house. The,
and you looked in your car first to see if there was any
everywhere.
Chance you had pants or anything in there like
I looked
you do.
Everywhere. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just nothing. Couldn't find anything. So I just figured, well, you know, if I just run, what are the chances somebody's going to... So I opened the door, and that's when I realized that the neighbors on that side of the house are having a party outside in their backyard. So they're right, they're probably 15 feet from me.
No.
In the grass and stuff. And
no.
Just, yeah, having a barbecue. So I thought, well, I can't just stay in here. I can't just die in here naked. So
right.
So I
and no one else was home, right?
Right. So
okay.
I opened the garage door and crawled on my hands and knees.
Marine crawl.
Yes. Well, not quite. I can't do the marine crawl naked for obvious reasons.
That's right.
I'd be like 6 feet off the ground. But
well, you yeah, you tear up the yard too much.
Right.
You dig a trench.
But I still don't. I'm sure some of the neighbors saw me, and I'm sure that was a topic of conversation for quite some time.
Your white butt going
but
that
I, yeah,
way.
But I just did it. As quickly as I could and didn't slow down or anything.
Right.
So I went and I got in the back door and I went in and put on clothes and I didn't really, like, I never talked to them about it or anything, but there's no way they didn't see me.
Oh, yeah. They're still telling that story.
They have
still
to. So we're
that's
eating barbecue.
Every Thanksgiving, they're telling that
so
story.
So I'm having a hot dog and this guy is plowing a trench.
And he's having a hot dog. So, okay. We also have talked to people. We want to hear your calls of funny things that happened to you while you were naked. Embarrassing things, preferably. 1-800-520-1067. Again, this is not a sexual thing at all. For instance, we've had people on the show before, Kevin, who did exactly what you did at home, except they did it in a hotel.
Oh, yeah, you locked yourself
stepped
out in a hotel.
Outside
yeah.
to, yes. you know, to take the room, move the room service card or bring in the newspaper or something like that, and all of a sudden the door closes behind them. They're in a hallway naked.
Yeah.
That's the kind of story we're looking for.
I've done that on purpose three times, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for accidents.
Now, I haven't been naked as an adult. I'm one of the never nudes, like you saw in Arrested Development, so you don't have to worry about that ever happening to
Good,
me.
But what?
1-800-520-1067. Embarrassing things that happened to you while you were naked. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin.
Let's just call it off. Let's just not do it, right?
Well, it is a sausage fest. We do have a lot of dudes on the line. We're looking for ladies as well. Where are my girls at? 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about embarrassing things that happened to you while you were naked. Now, this is in a non-sexual way. A lot of people are emailing, her dog licked my butt.
Right,
you know,
right,
that's
right.
Right. We're not talking about that. Lisa May could entertain us for years with the stories of things that happened in her bedroom when she was naked.
Sure.
But right now we're just talking about, like, Kevin's case, getting locked out of his house, essentially, and having to crawl around naked in his backyard for the neighbors to see. That's the kind of story we're looking for. At 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with our man Daniel here. Daniel had extenuating circumstances that found him naked. Let's find out what happened. Daniel, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What happened?
All right, so basically, this wasn't me. This was actually my dad during the 97 or the 94 Northridge earthquake.
Right.
I was only about, let's see, like 7 or 8 years old then. And basically what happened was the earthquake was going on and I was still asleep. And my dad, who sleeps in the nude, panicked, ran straight in my room. Obviously, electricity was out, pitch black, and basically just ran straight into the wall.
Were you up by then? Did you feel it and wake up? Or
yeah, dude, my dad's 6'4". He's huge. So it was so weird just seeing my dad running pitch black. I'm still in my bunk bed.
Sure.
And he just smashed his face up against the wall.
I love that so much.
I didn't even think about earthquakes. I bet a lot of people are naked when, especially an earthquake like that that happens at 4:30 in the morning. A lot of people might find themselves even outside naked, just in the, you know, because they're afraid.
Oh yeah, I'm always worried about that the building's going. You've got to get out now and completely naked.
And what's your address?
This is why I sleep in my shoes. Thank you for the call. Let's try Joe, line 6. Hey Joe, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Embarrassing things that happened while you were naked. Go.
Yeah, I was about 12 years old, and I had those pajamas that you zip up. You know, it's
sweet,
like a full suit
with the footies on them.
It's got the feet on them, and it's all mm-hmm. one suit. And right. I had no underwear on, and I was in the front yard, and it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the foot got caught in the chain, and I had to unzip in broad daylight and just quickly get the bike back to the backyard and get the pajamas out of the chain.
Got caught in the bike chain. That's weird.
Yeah, and I wasn't big enough to do it real slick. Like, I didn't have enough strength to just rip the pajama out, so.
That's funny. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Ben writes in, craziest 4th of July of my life, Kevin and Bean. I was drinking all day long down in San Diego. I blacked out really bad. My last memory was somehow ending up at a party with European exchange students. I was the only American there. Next thing I know, I have no idea how much longer later, I was walking down the Pacific Beach Drive, one of the busier streets in San Diego, wearing just a t-shirt. That was it. Totally freeballing. I had lost my shorts, shoes, glasses, phone, wallet, keys, just a shirt. It was a crazy feeling to realize I'm naked walking down a public road. I ended up finding a security guard after walking naked for another half hour.
All right.
He gave me a towel to wrap up in, and his coworker drove me back to my house 15 miles away. I never got arrested. I never found out what happened. I never got any of my stuff back. But he just woke up realizing he was walking down the street in just a t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
That's good times,
so
right?
That's the best. Hey, I forgot one. I was watching somebody else's dog at mm-hmm. their house, and the dog ran out the front door middle of the night. So I was naked, but I thought I was just going to run out in the front yard and bring the dog back in, but it had run off, and I was like, oh, I can't let this dog get away. So I was, I don't know, a quarter of a mile from the house, you know.
Calling ass down the street naked?
Not even thinking, hey, by the way, no clothes, because I was so freaked out about losing this person's dog.
Wait, were you in their house
yes.
watching their dog?
Yeah.
While you were naked?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I admit, more questions.
I don't remember enough for the more questions.
Let's talk to Christina.
Hey, beautiful woman.
Lovely, luscious, naked Christina on the phone. Hi, Christina. Thanks for calling.
Hey. I used to live in Santa Barbara on this, like, really slow street, and I thought it would be funny. I had to go down to the car. It was late at night, and I was naked, of course. I'd been about to go to sleep, and my boyfriend was like, oh, you need to put something on. So I grabbed a scarf and ran down to the car with my scarf and got what I needed. When I saw these headlights coming, and I was excited. I was like, oh, there's never a car on the street. So I start waving my scarf in the air, and the car is coming. And
sweet!
The headlights are getting closer, and it slows down, and it starts to just pull over, and I realize it's a cop car.
Oh!
So I book it back to my house, and my boyfriend comes in the room and goes, you need to get some clothes on. And get some ID and come out.
Oh, he didn't give you a ticket for that.
Well, so I go into our living room, and there's a cop sitting in my living room and a 12-year-old boy. Apparently, he had been doing, like, a ride-along with the kid. And
no.
They thought that I was, like, in danger, that I was, like, trying to flag them down for help, but I was actually just trying to dance
Sweet.
For them.
Sweet. You're just dancing for him. Look, people, let's not be so judgmental.
I love that the one article of clothing you took was a scarf, by the way. I love that that was the one thing you needed to not leave the house. Because what are you, a savage? You got to look put together. You got to have at least a scarf on. Fantastic. Thank you for the call. Let's try Emily. Emily is on line three. Things are picking up in this topic. Hi, Emily. Thanks for calling.
Hi. So I was in my backyard doing laundry, and I realized...
Did you always do laundry in your backyard naked?
Oh, actually, I wasn't naked yet. I was wearing a nightie.
Okay.
And so I was in my backyard in my nightie doing laundry, and I heard the door close, and I realized I had a window in the front that was open, but I had to hop my fence to get to it. And my neighbor's yard is about 15 feet away from my fence. And I could see them. I peeked over the fence and I could see them in their kitchen. And they were staring out right at me.
Sure. So, they're calling everybody around the window. Hey, hey, quick over here.
So I waited a minute till I couldn't see them. And I started to hop the fence. And at the moment I hopped the fence, the bottom of my nightie got stuck to the top of the fence. And the security light came on.
Come on. I'm the only one clapping.
My nightie
the security light came on. Sweet, you had your light show. That's great.
So I was stuck hanging there for a good few minutes as everyone gathered
around. That's the
light on you.
That is awesome.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Here's Beatrice. I wish I could call in on today's topic. I never, ever, ever sleep in the nude, but my boyfriend finally talked me into it. After much coaxing, I gave in. Well, we fell asleep with the door open and the screen door latched. In our tiny apartment, you can see who's at the front door by peeking your head out of the bed. Wouldn't you know it, my brother shows up, decides to make a surprise visit from up north. He's knocking on the door. It startles me. I jump out of bed naked in front of him and his wife and their three kids.
Oh!
I wanted to die. Beatrice says.
That's not good.
All right. Do we try one more? Do we try Richard? See what he's got? Richard out driving while naked. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How's it going, guys? Listen to me.
Hi.
All right.
What
so
happened?
So I got pulled over hot summer morning coming from my girlfriend's house completely naked except for my socks.
Okay. Why?
You're driving home from your girlfriend's house completely naked.
Like why not get dressed before you left, though, I guess is my question.
It was very... very, very hot summer night. And like I said, I left my girlfriend's house, so you know what was happening.
Yeah, so. I think we're all clear on that.
I imagine you arrived in clothes.
All right.
Yeah.
So you got pulled over, and what did you...
Got a reckless driving ticket. Cop took everything in him to not laugh. And made me put clothes on to come outside
Sweet.
And do a sobriety test.
Was it a reckless driving ticket or an e-reckless driving ticket?
Oh, what did you see what you did there? How?
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to Showbiz News, I want to give away some passes to the very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of 50-50.
Yay!
Or fitty-fitty, as they say in the Magic Johnson theater chain.
What?
What? Seth Rogen stars... Joseph Gordon-Levitt is his co-star in this film. Anna Kendrick's also in the film. I can't wait to see this story of two friends working through the diagnosis of one of them with a rare form of spinal cancer. This is based on a true story. Seth Rogen's friend really did go through this, and Seth went through it with him, and somehow they found the comedy in all of this. You can check it
out. Hilarious.
It is hilarious. You can check it out if you like. It's in theaters everywhere on... September the 30th, which is a Friday. However, our screening is the night before, Thursday, September the 29th. If you'd like to see it in advance, first two callers to get through right now at 1-800-520-1067. First two callers get a pair of passes to attend our very special advanced screening of 50-50.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV on DVD today.
Start with TV.
Starting with TV on DVD, How I Met Your Mother Season 6 is available today. You can pick up the box set of that. CSI Crime Scene Investigation, the 11th season of that show, available now. CSI Miami Season 9, Married with Children, the complete series. You can get them all. You can watch Christina Applegate turn from cute little girl to full-blown womanhood over the course of that series.
Yeah.
Watch Ed O'Neill's hair disappear rapidly right in front of your eyes. You can see it all.
And I bet it would be weird for people to watch now to go, hey, that's the dude from Modern Family and that's the chick from Sons of Anarchy. What are they doing?
Did you see the opening episodes of Modern Family?
Yes.
Wet Your Pants Funny.
Yes.
So good.
That show's great.
Boy, is that a well-written show. That Dude Ranch sequence is just unbelievable. Hung, the complete second season, is available. Cleveland show. season two, also available. The Herculoids. We don't have time, but before the day's over, I'm gonna school you guys on the Herculoids.
Oh, you know what you should do is you should tweet that.
They were awesome. Classic 60s cartoon show. You all right over there, Monks? You having a little seizure?
Just had a seizure.
Whatever. How to Make It in America, also available. Today on DVD, Transformers Dark of the Moon with Shia LaBeouf and Josh Duhamel. Nirvana, live at the Paramount, also on DVD. While we're talking about Nirvana, the special 2-CD deluxe edition of Nevermind, celebrating its anniversary, is available today as well. The Whole Love by Wilco, also available. Chickenfoot, the supergroup with Sammy Hagar, has Chickenfoot 3, their CD, coming out today. Music is Better Than Words by Seth MacFarlane. Seth's first CD is available today. And Blink-182 has a brand new CD called Neighborhoods. We've played a little of music from that CD before. We had the guys in talking about it. But today's the first day it's available to you. And we thought we'd bring in some samples, if you'd like to hear it. A little taste of Neighborhoods by Blink-182. Here's the first song. It's called Ghost on the Dance Floor. Yeah.
With you. I think this is the best album they've ever done.
Wow,
I really
saying
do.
Something. Natives, how about that?
I am a child inside. Back up and give me some room.
I'm just a faster child. Don't let it go to your head. I'm just a piece of your time. Maybe I'm better off dead.
You can't do that with every single one of them.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Jekyll
and Hyde. I'm out of the world. I'm out with you.
So let me go, go, so let me go.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah. And Fighting the Gravity's last take today.
I'm fighting the gravity.
Stop doing that. This is great.
Sorry. I'm just having a little fun.
It's great.
It's the devil's music. The devil.
It is. And the devil is dancing tonight. In the words of Nancy Grace. And she was dancing last night.
Oh, no.
When her nipple popped out.
Oh. Nope.
Naked?
Nope.
Yeah, she took a big dip.
Nope.
And out came the Big Dipper.
Nope.
Naked?
She went to the judge's table not knowing that her breasticle had been sprung loose.
Is this the first time that that's happened on this show?
I think it happened to Psycho Mike once.
Right, but...
I think someone else had a really short girl.
Yeah. Why couldn't it have been someone besides...
But that was in the midst of the dance, yes. I think, and she was able to recover.
She grabbed it.
This is Nancy Grace standing there in front of the judges with one of her high beams on, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Just winking at the audience.
Nobody wants to see that.
No, nobody wants to see that. But it happened.
Oh.
She got pretty good scores for her performance last night, too, by the way. Chaz Bono ended up at the bottom of the list with just 17 points. Dude's got a bum knee. Cut him a break. Plus, he's like 200 pounds overweight. So, come on, judges. And Ricky Lake received the best score of the night with a 23. Kristen Cavallari right behind him. She's doing real well on the show from what I hear. Haven't been watching, but sounds all good.
Ben, you remember when we told the creators of that show it would never work here?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
The new Quentin Tarantino film, Django Unchained. I'm looking forward to this. It's about a.
I haven't heard about this.
It's about a slave. It takes place at the end of the Civil War. It's about a freed slave who amasses sort of a mercenary group to go back and take on his brutal master on his plantation and to spring. I believe it's his wife. I think also.
Oh.
It's sort of Inglorious Bastards, but instead of
without
Nazis,
Hitler.
Think Southern plantation owners.
Close.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is going to star in this. I believe Morgan Freeman is also in it. Kevin Costner apparently was supposed to be in it, but he just dropped out.
Oh, good.
Oh.
That makes it better.
He's got no time in his schedule. He's already filming the Hatfields and the McCoys miniseries. Now, that should be good. And he's Clark Kent's dad in Man of Steel, the new Superman movie. So no word on who's going to replace
him. Wow, Costner's back.
Yeah, in a big way. Leonardo DiCaprio is playing the plantation owner in this film, by the way.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so interesting cast.
The thing about Quentin Tarantino is, and there aren't very many directors you can say this about, he only makes two kinds of movies. Really good movies or great movies. That's it. Nothing else.
I'm just thinking back over his oeuvre. See if I can find something.
I think that's
probably true.
Yeah, good or great.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Avril Lavigne's 27 years old today. Lil Wayne celebrates 29. Gwyneth Paltrow is 39 years old today. It's always sad to me when another year passes and she's... She's still here.
Gosh.
The marking of another birthday for her is like, oh, really? I was hoping maybe, you know,
it would turn out differently this year. But no, she's having another birthday. Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind is 47. Sean Cassidy celebrates his 53rd birthday. Meatloaf.
Is meat on the menu this
meat
week?
Meat is on the menu every week. Meat to the loaf.
Easy.
Celebrates his 64th birthday. And Don Cornelius of Soul Train. He was the producer and host of that show for many years. 75 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, party people. Thanks a lot for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show. Big week for fans of Michael Jackson. Big week for fans of the legal system. Bad week for guys like me who once again missed out on an awesome jury that would have landed me on Piers Morgan's show, which is all I want in the world. Seven men, five women selected out of 84 prospective jurors. The trial begins this week. Dr. Conrad Murray versus Michael Jackson. How about that?
Well, it's going to be something. I wish they were showing it on TV. I would watch every second of this. Yep. I don't know why. It's the freak factor and just to see everybody out there. The coverage is fantastic so far already. You know, they're interviewing man on the street. That's always great.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But we thought we would cut to the chase. I mean, really, let's just get down to it and talk to our man Michael Jackson in heaven. Let's get his take on things. Hello, Michael.
Michael, are you there? Is the creep filter turned on?
Hello, Michael.
Wow.
Hello.
There he is.
Woo. There he is. I'm sorry.
You guys are excellent, technically.
that actually is accurate. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. We have to ask this question because I'm always confused how it works. You can see TV in heaven? You're able to watch the coverage of the trial about your death 2 years ago?
Of course I can watch television in heaven. What kind of heaven would it be without television?
Well, we haven't been there.
Well, don't you assume if you're in heaven you can watch television if you want to?
I don't know that you would be wired necessarily.
Oh, no, it seems like TV policy? God hates TV?
Bean said he doesn't know if it's wired properly. Like, God can't figure out the wiring.
Despite the Whitney sitcom, God does not hate television.
Okay. So, Michael, what are your thoughts? This has to be awkward and uncomfortable for you to see a man on trial for killing you, a man that you were paying $150,000 a month to keep you alive and healthy and happy.
The way you make me ill.
Are you, do you have thought? Are you hoping that he gets convicted? You hoping that Dr. Conrad Murray goes to prison for what he did to you, or was it an honest mistake?
I would like to see him pay the ultimate price.
Okay.
Which is to watch that sitcom Whitney.
Oh, really?
That's what's the problem with you and Whitney? Come on.
That's horrible.
Well, you cannot watch it.
I can't unwatch it.
Now, you know, Michael, that he's going to say you did it because you're not here to defend yourself.
I killed myself?
Yeah, he's going to say
That's the defense?
That is the defense, I believe.
Oh, we have Conrad Murray on the line, too. Dr. Murray, thank you very much for joining us. That is your defense, right? That you stepped out of the room, you said to go to the bathroom, others said to make phone calls, but that Michael administered the fatal dose of propofol to himself, right?
I say, but who said? Who knows the propofol? No, come to my side or to the time that I did a blue blood. Not kind of, but no, sir, but
I got Miley Cyrus and some broken glass.
So did we.
I hope there's an interpreter when the good doctor takes the stand.
You need me no say any interpreter. I tell you this one thing. The show with me sucks.
All right, so Dr. Murray is on board.
One thing we can agree on.
Michael, anything to say to the man who allegedly killed you, or at very least his incompetence let you die?
Yes. Are you on Radio Malibu? Is that where that rum comes from?
No. Hey, man. Hey, so you want to make fun of me the way I talk? It's the island style. Let me just say this. No, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for your mother. I say, sorry, Miss Jackson.
How are you feeling about your chances, Dr. Murray? Are you optimistic going into the trial?
I know you say I'm too optimistic. You know, so I got in the missing guy to the shake of the dread. No, some blood blood. No, so I don't do. If the Mr. Judge man smash the gavel, I know to the island style. No, correct the book.
I hope they put you on the stand.
I do too. Michael, you've never really told us what happened. It seems like you would know whether he gave you the fatal injection or not. Just clear the whole thing up for us right now.
I was asleep, bitch. How
How the hell am I supposed to know what happened? I went to sleep. I woke up dead.
All right.
What the hell?
Well, he's claiming that you woke up and gave yourself the fatal dose. I mean,
well,
that's
I know
his...
that didn't happen.
Okay.
I was under anesthesia. Who wakes up under anesthesia? And oh, better give yourself some more anesthesia.
Dr. Murray, why don't you answer that question?
Hey, this show, Whitney, suck. Your show suck too.
Dr. Murray, don't have to be mean. We're just trying to put you two kids together.
Come on, Dr. Murder. I mean, Murray.
Oh, no, you didn't.
All right. Well, I guess it's going to be unfolding in California courtroom for the next couple of months or so. I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out what each side is able to prove. But we're very excited. I hope we can stay in touch with you guys. We have an update on a story we told you about last week. Kevin, you were on vacation, so maybe you missed this entire controversy. Sweaty balls are in the news. You know what sweaty balls are?
I know what they are for me personally. I don't know the story. I'm not familiar with the story.
It was a very famous Saturday Night Live skit that Alec Baldwin did. Alec Baldwin was hosting SNL again this past weekend for a 16th time, believe it or not, and he made reference to it. But sweaty balls was a character. It was a kind of ice cream that his character was selling that is now real. Ben and Jerry's is actually making it, and there's some controversy. First, though, before what? We tell you about the controversy, okay. Let's listen to what Alec had to say about it in the monologue this past Saturday night.
I've made so many memories over the years, played so many characters, but the one sketch people always ask me about is Pete Schwede and his famous Schwede Balls. And now, Schwede Balls is its own Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor. Now, true story, there is a family organization that is angry about the name because they think it's inappropriate for the grocery store aisle. Well, if you don't like Schwede Balls, Ben and Jerry's has a new ice cream flavor just for you. It's called Go Fudge Yourself.
That's how he handled it this past weekend. And when we were talking about this last week, we were like, look, it's just a funny name for ice cream. There's nothing gross or pornographic or specific to the male body about the actual ice cream. It's just a funny name. That's all.
I'm just guessing there's no actual balls in it.
No. Not at all. Mm-mm. Not at all. So we're trying to figure out what on earth this American Family Association could possibly be so offended by. So we asked producer Alec to line up somebody, and we have Mr. Carl Wendler on the phone with us here on the Kevin Bean Show. Sir, thank you for joining us.
You want to know what I could be offended by that name? Is that the question you asked?
Yes, sir. Sweaty balls.
How could I be offended? How could I not be offended by that name, sir? That's the question I would pose to you.
Because Alec Baldwin's character on Saturday Night Live was named Schwede, mm-hmm. So he named his food product Schwede Balls.
And that's funny to you. That's what you want your children asking for in the supermarket. Oh, mommy, daddy, buy me Schwede Balls. Is that what you're asking?
I don't even know how they'd know about it necessarily.
Because their children are smarter than we give them credit for, young lady. That's how they know things. And it's a vulgar word, a vulgar flavor, and they've taken something as innocent as ice cream and turned it into something repulsive. And we at the AFA are furious. And this will not stand.
First of all, Mr. Wendler, you don't have to listen to Lisa. She's barren, so we don't really care what her opinion is on children.
Fine. Good.
Second of all,
she won't have children to pervert with her submissive and liberal ways.
Okay, what's the worst possible thing that could happen if a kid sees...
Your child will be eating sweaty balls. That is the worst thing that could happen.
Right, and it's just ice cream.
No,
it's just ice cream.
It is a filthy, vulgar name, and that will forever be on the lips of your child. A second on the lips, forever on the hips. That's what we say.
Is part of it that Ben and Jerry's was already in your crosshairs because of their controversial support of gay marriage with the hubby flavor a while back?
Yes, they certainly do take some pleasure in naming their ice creams offensive names for all right-thinking Americans.
I feel like, and I'm not meaning to come down on the American Family Association per se, but it seems like there are groups out there, Mr. Wendler, who are spending all of their time looking for things they can be offended about that don't really matter.
That's ridiculous. We are offended by things that are offensive. It's just that simple. The Playboy Club, for example, that TV series on NBC, that disgusting TV series on NBC, we have certainly put that in our crosshairs as well. And as well as that new show, X Factor.
What's your problem with the X Factor?
Oh, why not call it Triple X Factor? Why not call it Sex Factor?
It has nothing to do with...
Why not call it X Factor while you're at it?
It doesn't have any...
perverted name they want to call that show, X Factor. Oh,
no,
let's go see that X-rated show. Oh, X.
No, Mr. Wendler.
Sex, X,
sex, 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 whore, whore, sex, whore.
No, all right. Do you have Tourette's? Mr. Wendler, stop.
Sex, 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 whore.
It's an expression. X factor is an expression to mean that special something that makes somebody a star, something that makes a person likable. That's all it means. It doesn't have anything to do with sex or pornography.
There is, believe it or not, there are children right now in America that are drinking breast milk. Is that something you want your children to have? Breast milk?
Yes. There's nothing more natural.
Let's be small infants and yet be sucking on woman's breasts. Is that something you want your children to do?
That's what women's breasts are for. They're designed.
You'd like me to believe that, wouldn't
they're
you?
They're designed to feed children. That's what they do.
We're also boycotting all elevators. We will take only escalators and stairs from now on with the AFA. We are boycotting all elevators.
What can your problem possibly be with an elevator?
Maybe you want to ride in a shaft, sir, but I do not want to ride in a shaft, an elevator shaft. No, thank you. Not for me or my family.
But don't you want to go in and press a button and it goes down?
No, sir, I do not. We're also boycotting all jails and prisons in these United States.
We want nothing to
do with anything called the penal system. Thank you very much.
Again, you're mixing up your words.
My children will not be involved in the penal system.
It doesn't have anything to do with penises, Mr. Wendler. That's ridiculous.
We are boycotting all plants that grow up the sides of walls of buildings.
HIV,
yes. HIV, perhaps? Is that what you want?
Come on.
That you want growing on your building? HIV?
Carl,
is that what you
want? This is absurd. Oh, stop it.
I am boycotting the human race as well. Homo sapiens? No, thank you. I am no homo sapiens, sir.
I am
a hetero sapien. Thank you very much.
You've
got
too far.
Stand.
You're insane. Hang up on yourself, Carl. Oh, stop.
Whore.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:36.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Ralph Garman joins us for a final look at the Showbiz Beat today. What's going on?
Well, it is Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV on DVDs in stores today.
Easy for you to say.
Here's what you can look forward to. Neighborhoods by Blink-182. We played a couple selections of their music earlier off this new CD.
Great.
Excellent new album from Blink-182. Never mind the 2-CD deluxe edition. This is the anniversary edition. 20th anniversary of this legendary CD by Nirvana. You can pick that up as well. Whole Lot of Love by Wilco. Chickenfoot, the supergroup featuring Sammy Hagar. I know those two things sound mutually exclusive, but it's true. It exists. Their second CD, Chickenfoot 3, is available today. Oh, those guys. What a bunch of cut-ups, huh?
Wait, it's their second CD?
Yes!
But they called it 3?
Exactly.
Oh.
I haven't laughed as hard since the Traveling Wilburys did that years ago. Music is Better Than Words by Seth MacFarlane, also a new CD available. DVDs, you got Transformers, Dark of the Moon, starring Shia LaBeouf and Josh Duhamel. It's a French film. I think it's been translated in English, though, so even Americans can enjoy it.
Subtitles.
Nirvana, live at the Paramount, if you want to see some live Nirvana on DVD. TV on DVD, How I Met Your Mother Season 6 is available today. CSI, the original, Season 11. CSI Miami, the 9th season. Married with Children, the complete series box set, now available. Hung, the complete second season. It's about you, isn't it, Kevin?
Thank you.
That series?
Thank you for noticing.
Cleveland Show Season 2, How to Make It in America, also available. And we've been talking about them all day, and people are demanding to know more about the Herculoids.
No one's asking.
The Herculoids!
Who's that? What people are demanding?
The Herculoids!
Bean, you've been checking your email. I have, too. I haven't seen a single email.
Somewhere out in space live the Herculoids. I always wish they could have been a little more specific.
Somewhere that's not right here.
From the 1960s, a classic Hanna-Barbera cartoon. You know how much I love Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah.
And the Herculoids were amongst my favorites. They were barbarians who lived on a planet but was filled with high-tech alien technology, but they fought to keep their planet pure from alien invaders.
So they had high-tech, but they were...
They had Gleep and Gloop! That's all you needed to know. Gleep and Gloop!
You know that
two creatures who could take any form.
You know that we're on the air right now.
Why am I bothering yapping about it when I can just play the intro to the series?
Somewhere out in space live the Herculoids. Zod, the laser ray dragon.
Laser ray dragon. Blue,
the giant rock ape.
Rock ape.
Tundro, the tremendous. Gloop and Gleep, the formless, fearless wonders. With Xandor, their leader.
Xandor.
And his wife Tara and son Dorno.
Yeah.
They team up to protect their planet from sinister invaders.
Yeah.
All strong, all brave, all heroes. They're the Herculoids.
The Herculoids!
That sounds like the worst cartoon ever.
I don't even mention Tundra, who can shoot blasts out of his cannon horn.
Is that code?
No. Okay. That was real. That happened.
That is a terrible cartoon.
Oh, the best.
And by the best, you mean horrible.
Zandor!
Gloop, when you said Gloop and Gleep.
Gloop and Gleep.
I didn't know those were people.
The Shapeless Wonders.
How do we even know what that is?
Somewhere out in space live the Herculoids.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Oh, you guys are missing out. You can pick it up in the box set. The entire series is available today.
Oh, that's great news.
Isn't it?
Ralph, will you buy it for reals?
Yes.
Kidding. Really?
Okay. Yes. Usually have to watch crappy versions on YouTube or, you know, sometimes Boomerang will rerun it. But now, crisp, clean DVD of the Herculoids?
That's exciting. Because now I don't have to find it on YouTube.
That's right. I'm going to get that for you for Christmas, too, Kevin.
Everybody's getting Herculoids. Eggies and Herculoids for everybody.
Fantastic.
All around.
I need a white elephant gift, so that's good.
How dare you, sir?
Saying, regifting sometimes
Speaking
comes
of TV infomercials, have you seen the Robo-Stir?
Don't you start again.
Oh, the Robo-Stir.
What is that?
Don't you start again.
The Robo-Stir is a machine you put inside your pot. Let's say you are cooking, you're making a little dinner party for some friends, and you're making some gravy or some soup or something you have to keep stirring and so it doesn't burn, it doesn't boil.
Right.
You put the Robo-Stir into your pot, Lisa, and it will stir it for you.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
For up to 4 hours of continuous stirring with the Robo-Stir.
Bean, were you here when we talked to Ralph's wife about this?
No, I was not.
You're on vacation. Okay. We talked to Ralph's wife, and he described to us all of these products that he has, and that
none of them she's going to love.
I have been caught up in Ralph's enthusiasm for As Seen on TV products in the past, but I have to tell you that it ends with the Eggies. The Eggies was such a disaster. The Eggies is the worst thing I ever bought off television.
You're such a sucker! You paid money for it! You're so stupid!
So horrible. What a horrible piece of crap product that is.
How dare you?
No way to see that coming.
So I am telling you that whatever with the Robo-Stir, it's on
you. How can you go wrong with the Eggie, by the way?
You can't put them together, first of all.
It's the simplest thing in the world.
Muggs was in there for 3 days trying to put his together.
Well, look at him.
We don't have time right here. Maybe we can revisit this another time. But I'm telling you that you sold us a fake bill of goods on the Eggies. That is a crappy item.
I'm guessing. I don't even know his problem. But I'm guessing he forgot to use a non-stick spray inside his Eggie. That's why you had a poor result with your Eggie.
I didn't forget that. However, that was something conveniently left out of all the materials I read about it, is that you had to spray it with non-stick spray. And by the way, weren't even allowed to spray it. Had to put it on a piece of a paper towel or something and then rub it inside the Eggies.
Wipe the inside of the Eggie.
It's a lot of goddamn work to boil an egg.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that anymore because now you have the Robo-Stir. Just put your eggs in boiling water and Robo-Stir will stir them for up to 4 hours.
Bean, she told us that Ralph has cabinets full of that crap and they never, ever use it.
She doesn't use them properly because she does not feel the enthusiasm.
Okay, do you use them properly
when
then?
I do, on the rare occasions that I cook, I bring out the slap chop, I bring out the gravy.
She said,
I bring out everything. Wait till she gets the perfect meatloaf pan and then the Robo-Stir. She'll be able to just sit back and relax while the kitchen cooks the meal for her.
I think Ralph is caught up in the enthusiasm of how good the commercials are and how fun it is to buy, but then when it arrives, he realizes all of it is crap.
You think?
It's all crap.
Of course.
I do. I really do.
You're talking nonsense.
I can't tell you how hard I worked on the Eggies, and I tried it not once but twice, and I end up with my eggs just shattered inside the pot and just inedible.
You just have those giant fumfering hands like Andre the Giant trying to get stuff put together and everything. Those giant paddles you have for hands.
What? I'm excited about the Eggies.
Eggies are meant for human beings.
When it comes to eggs, hard-boiled means hard work.
That's right.
Messy shells, broken whites, and you'll be peeling all night. Well, not anymore. Introducing Eggies.
Sorry. Doesn't work.
Awesome.
That's the update.
Doesn't work
Bean.
At all.
Well, you're all getting Robo-Stir.
And by the way, it's about 45 cents worth of plastic that they get you for $30 by the time you're done with shipping and handling.
But the second set is free.
I like that Bean is really upset because it was crap when everybody else could tell it was crap without spending money on it.
I believed in Ralph. I thought Ralph had used the product and loved the product. I didn't know that he was lying because it can't be used.
That is what he led us to believe until we talked to his wife.
Robo-Stir.
Robo-Stir is going to turn it all around. Robo-Stir is going to turn it all around. You people are going to look and say, how did I live before the Robo-Stir? That's what you're going to ask. All right, do we have any time for show business?
Yeah, we do.
We have any time?
Sure.
You know our pal Odette Yustman?
Yes.
Now Odette Annabelle? Mm-hmm. Annabelle? Enable? Annabelle? I'm not sure how to say her new last name. She's married now. She's changed her name. But now she, more than anything, wants kids. She's going to be on House this season, by the way.
Is she really?
Who isn't? I hear they're really dropping the bar this year on who they'll let on.
How dare you, sir? Us Weekly did an interview with her, and she said she is dying to have kids. When she sees her husband around kids, she says, my ovaries start screaming. That must be awkward at dinner parties. What is that noise? Is someone strangling a cat? No, that's just my ovaries screaming. Have you tried the RoboStir? Someone would ask her at that dinner party. Dancing with the Stars highlights last night. I guess you'd call it a highlight. Nancy Grace.
That's not a highlight.
Had her nipple pop out while she was dancing, and she was standing in front of the judges, and someone had to say, psst, psst.
No.
Psst.
No.
One of your eyes is coming out behind your sunglasses there.
No.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
No, I would not. Her. She's hideous. She's a hideous blow pig.
And congratulations to David Copperfield. He has received the King of Magic honor.
That doesn't exist.
He has received...
That does not exist.
...the very special honor, the King of Magic.
You, sir, are the King of Magic.
That sounds so made up. By David Copperfield, doesn't it?
He gave it to himself.
It gets sadder, though. He had a giant party at his house to celebrate his King of Magic award.
What? Is this place on Rape Island or somewhere else?
No, this is in Manhattan. He's got a house. Okay. He's got a place in Manhattan, apparently. Attending the party were Owen Wilson and Michael Stipe, amongst other celebrity friends.
Oh, man, it's good to party with Stipe.
Everyone came to celebrate.
You know it's a party.
Everyone came to celebrate, but then David discovered that the King of Magic award was missing.
Oh, somebody stole it!
Or he made it disappear. Because he has so much magic around him. He's made so many things disappear. I think there's residual magic that just lingers around him. And sometimes things just go way into the ether.
I hope someone stole it. Wouldn't that be awesome? If you were at his house, wouldn't you steal the King of Magic award?
Absolutely. Oh, guess disappeared, Dave. Woo! Like a jumbo jet. Oh, like the Statue of Liberty. Oh, disappeared. He is currently offering up a $50,000 reward for the safe return of the King of Magic
award. Do we know who gave him the award?
I'm guessing the Prince of Magic.
Really?
Or the Queen of Magic.
It has
someone
to be
in the Magic Royal family must have given it to him,
that
I'm assuming.
It has to be himself.
I don't know.
He had this made.
I'll look into the King of Magic and we'll see.
Please do.
See what we can come up with.
We need an update.
But, so $50,000 if you can find his King of Magic award and return it safely to David Copperfield. He said that, or if you let him rape somebody. Either way, it's just a deal.
He
loves to rape.
That's not true.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Don Cornelius, host and producer of The Soul Train. Legendary TV series, The Soul Train. 75 years old today. Actor Meatloaf. Oh, I wonder if Meatloaf has the perfect meatloaf pan. You cook it in a pan. It's got little handles. It pulls the meatloaf right out of the nonstick meatloaf pan. No more digging through your pan trying to get your meatloaf out.
To quote your wife, for all those times I don't make meatloaf.
That's right. Sean Cassidy is 53 years old today. Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind is 47. Gwyneth Paltrow celebrates her 39th birthday. Lil Wayne is 29. And Avril Lavigne celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Wednesday morning, we've got an all-new program. We have Colin Hanks talking about Dexter. Coming back this weekend.
What a good actor he is and what a nice guy.
And what a great show that is as well. Ian Somerhalder will be on the program talking about Vampire Diaries. We have a brand new internet roundup. And we have J.J. Abrams and Jonathan Nolan.
Come on. Hacks. Come on.
Right? Hacks.
How about those guys?
What has J.J. Abrams ever done?
Everything.
Oh, that's
everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got all that tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.